Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Tuesday, September 4th, and don't worry about it, Kathy. It's the wrong news intro. Good morning to you.
Okay. Good morning. In the news this morning, the SWAT team was called out to a barricade situation in Millville, Cumberland County yesterday. The incident began at 4:30 Monday evening at a residence near 2nd Street and Wheaton Avenue. Dozens of police officers swarmed onto the scene and surrounded the house. SWAT units speaking through bullhorns have tried to get the person inside of the home to exit, but to no avail. They're still out there this morning. Authorities have blocked off a three-block area. Neighbors were evacuated from their homes, and some residents had been moved to a nearby ice cream store. Millville police have not said what led to the barricade or if anyone else is inside the home with this person. No injuries have been reported.
On the upside, neighbors have been moved to the ice cream store.
Yes,
ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream for everyone.
If you're being inconvenienced,
ice cream, you scream. You all scream for SWAT ice cream.
There you go. I mean, it's going to be really hot today, and at least they're going to spend their day in somewhere comfortable.
Okay. Wait, I like that.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for SWAT ice cream.
It's good. I like it. Upper Darby police say that they've arrested a suspect accused of shooting the owner of a beer distributor. 24-year-old Pablo Quintanilla was arrested Monday morning and is being charged with attempted murder. They say he opened fire inside the store in the 700 block of Garrett Road on Saturday night. According to police, Quintanilla is in the country illegally. The Honduras native was deported from Texas in 2015. At some point, he returned and was in the country living illegally in New York. Superintendent Michael Chitwood says the shooting happened after some sort of dispute. The 57-year-old owner of the store can be seen on surveillance video confronting the man who had stolen beer from the store earlier in the night. Chitwood explains that the suspect then takes a swing at him and the gun falls out. The bad guy gets the gun, shoots him, shoots at him four times, said Chitwood. Chitwood says the victim, a Vietnamese immigrant, was simply a hardworking business owner doing the best to protect his livelihood. The victim's son that says that his father is recovering and they believe that he will pull through.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Chitwood says the suspect will likely go through the judicial system here, and then the feds will take over to begin deportation proceedings. Police are searching for a suspect wanted in connection with a sexual assault in Newark, Delaware. It happened around 5:30 Sunday morning at the Hunter Crossing Apartments on the unit block of Fairway Road. The 33-year-old victim told police an armed man forced his way into her apartment and sexually assaulted her. The suspect took off in the victim's silver 2013 Honda CRV that has Pennsylvania license plates. The victim described the suspect as being dark-skinned black male, 5'10 to 6 feet tall, with a heavy-set build. Police released a sketch of the man that they are looking for. Anyone with information should contact the Newcastle County Police Department. In sports this morning,
ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies only had four hits and no walks in a 3-1 loss yesterday afternoon to the last place Miami Marlins.
Oh, no!
The Phillies, who are still four games behind first place Atlanta in the National League East, lost their third game in a row. They're 9-17 since August 6th when they led the division. They have scored just 5 runs in the past 4 games, but aren't out of the division race yet because they face the Braves in 7 of the final 11 games. The series in Miami continues tonight, and Jake Arrieta gets the start. Game time is at 7:10. Eagles coach Doug Peterson announced yesterday that Nick Foles will be his starting quarterback in the season opener on Thursday against the Atlanta Falcons. Peterson said, "My press conference will be tomorrow, and I'll answer questions at that time, but I wanted you to hear it from me. It is about the football team and the best interests of the 53, and Nick Foles will be my starter week one. Thank you." In tennis, Roger Federer is out at the U.S. Open, beaten by an opponent ranked outside the top 50 for the first time in his career. The number 2 seeded Federer double faulted 10 times and lost 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6 in the fourth round to John Millman in a match that began last night and concluded at nearly 1 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome back from a long weekend. Hopefully you had a long weekend. A lot of people did have to work yesterday, but some people didn't. And we're hoping that you were one of them. If not, hey, we'll get through this week together. We got a lot to get to. We're going to start off by mentioning the fact that we have a new Word of the Week prize. It's only going to be four letters because of the short work week. So we will have a pair, and I like this, front row tickets, food vouchers, and free parking for Ozzy Osbourne and Stone Sour.
Wow.
Yeah, September 12th. It's a Wednesday, and that will be at the BB&T Pavilion. So right down front, you get all the other good stuff. Sometimes the parking is worth it alone.
Honestly, it's a huge part of the experience.
So we'll set you up with all that good stuff. Letter of the day, word of the week. That is coming up. Now, also, your opportunity to win today. You want to go to the Eagles home opener against the Falcons on Thursday? We and Dunkin' Donuts have your tickets today.
Yeah.
You have your opportunity to win, and we are going to be doing it via an emoji code.
Uh-huh.
So, Casey, you really have to be good at this stuff.
He is, but you have to be on your game for this one.
It's hard.
It's a hard one.
I didn't come close to figuring it
out. I ended up somehow deciding that part of it was Gloria Allred, which I know is incorrect.
Yeah. So we are going to, coming up shortly, probably closer to 7 o'clock, we will post the emoji code, a series of emojis that will spell out a phrase, and we will post them on our various social media platforms. It'll be on Instagram, it'll be on Twitter, and we will have it on Facebook as well. And then it will be up to you to interpret it, to decode it, and then hang on to that phrase, because later on we will ask you to call in with that phrase. A designated caller will get tickets, and that is courtesy of our friends from Dunkin' Donuts who are going to be here this morning. And they remind you that you can score a medium hot or iced Dunkin' Donuts coffee for $1 on every Eagles game day.
What? Yeah.
All you have to do is use your Perks Enrolled DD card. And that excludes a cold brew participation, may vary, limited time offer. But we will get you some more of the details on how you can go about doing that. So that is this morning, your chance to get that.
We have to find out if we're officially enrolled, since they're the official sponsor.
I'm officially enrolled. Okay. I definitely am.
I want to make sure my documentation's up to speed.
I get my codes all the time. All right. The way, did you know that tickets for this Thursday night's game are going for like $500, $600?
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, A, it's the home opener. B, it's the first and only time they will raise a Super Bowl banner. And that is why I think these prices are going for so much.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So we will have your chance to win those for free coming up in just a little while. So I will alert you as to when that emoji code is up and for you to examine it and do your best to decode it. So that is coming up in a little while. And then on top of all of that, the Back to School A to Z is still going strong.
I've been loving it.
It's been great, hasn't it?
It's been awesome. Did you see Pierre tweet out to you?
No.
It was a Rush song.
Aww.
So you knew you must have been asleep.
It was Olivia Strangiato.
Olivia Strangiato.
Yes.
That's what
we're playing.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
That's a big, chunky instrumental. So yeah. I love it. Well, thank you, Pierre, for that tweet. So we are in the L's as of now. Is this the song we're going to play when
we come
back?
That's what we got coming up next. Yeah.
Sweet. All right. We're going to get something to you from Jethro Tull in just a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So why don't we go ahead and take a break and come back in a moment. We'll do the lesson, or not the lesson question, that's later on today. We'll do the stupid question.
We did a show.
And then we will get into the entertainment report and the Back to School A to Z and all that stuff that this day holds for us. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us, my friend.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. What better way to get back into the swing of things than with a relaxing massage or rejuvenating facial? With 50 locations right in this area, you're sure to find a relaxing spa experience. Introductory services are just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready for love? Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go. Check out his Ready for Love Diamond Engagement Ring collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free. All at the perfect price. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey gang, it's Preston. Listen, these days, you know how it is. You can get practically everything you want on demand. I mean, it's like our podcast. You listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. But did you know that you can even get postage on demand? Hey, all you need is stamps.com. What is that? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, with stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office and do it right from your desk. All available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just click, you print, you mail, and you're done, my friend. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale so you can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every single time.
Here's what you got to do to get it all, gang. Right now, use Gadzooks for a special free offer. They have a four-week trial that includes postage and the digital scale. So don't wait on this. You want to check it out now. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word Gadzooks. Once again, that's stamps.com and enter Gadzooks. Check this out.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Apparently, Jethro Tull is playing at the Man on the 8th, day after tomorrow. Or no, Saturday. Today's 4th, Saturday.
Is that right?
Wow. What's the weather going to be like on Saturday? It's going to be breaking. Might be raining, but the temperature is going to come down. So that would be a pretty sweet show.
And at this point, it's no longer Aqualung. It's Iron Lung.
Iron Lung. But it's their 50th anniversary tour. So
that's wild.
That's really cool. Nice. Let me see. Oh, in a little bit, we are going to have your opportunity to win tickets to the Eagles home opener Thursday against Falcons. And it's courtesy of our friends from Dunkin' Donuts. So I just want to give you a heads up on this. In a little while, we are going to reveal the emoji code. It is a series of emojis that's going to spell out a phrase, and you will need to identify that, and we should have it ready in the next 30 minutes or so. So when it's set, I will point you in the direction of our social media platforms. You'll be able to see the emoji code, and then you will have to start decrypting it. And a little later on, we'll ask you to call in and try and win those tickets. So just a heads up on that, courtesy of the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, Dunkin' Donuts. So hang on for that. In the meantime, a stupid question, and we're going to give away a four-pack of tickets to the Dodge NHRA Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway coming up September 13th through the 16th. And the question that I have for you this morning, in 1927,
yes.
What adventure?
Great year.
You a fan of that year?
Oh, my God, that's my year.
My favorite year.
Yeah.
In 1927, what adventurous 25-year-old man was the first Time Magazine Person of the Year? 215-263 WMMR.
Okay. 1927.
Yep. The what adventurous 25-year-old man was the first Time Magazine Person of the Year. Call now and let's see if you know the answer. I do have some birthdays to mention while we are awaiting your answer. Today is Thursday, September 4th, and it is Beyonce's birthday today.
Are you a member of the Bayhive?
I am not a member of the Bayhive. No, I mean, I like her. And she's, you know, and all that.
Super talented.
Not necessarily a huge fan. So Beyonce is 37 years old today.
She was in town over the weekend for Made in America.
I think she's a great singer. I'm not a fan of the gigantic troupe of dancers.
Do you know what you were more a fan of?
Performer, what?
May I? Destiny's Child.
I did like Destiny's Child.
I bet you like Destiny's Child more than you like Beyonce solo.
Yeah,
I say that?
You may say
okay.
That. Okay. But I, when you get like 15,
an army?
15
yeah.
people behind you dancing, I think it kind of takes away from the fact that you're a great singer.
It actually, it looks like a military coup is going on.
I saw her a few years ago at Made in America. I guess she was in town again this past weekend. And I was impressed. It was a really cool show. She did a great job. And then I saw the same show in New York City for that Global Citizen show.
Right, right.
It was literally the exact same. The banter, the moves, all of it. And it's highly produced. Yeah. But I like a little bit more nuance and subtlety in my performances.
Like real to it.
Well, it was robotic.
Nick, it's akin to and kudos to her for investing the time in her troupe. But it's a Broadway musical. Basically, is what's going on.
But no variety at all. Yeah.
Well, she's doing pretty good.
It's hurting her. Right. It's hurting her in the money department.
She's 37 today. Kim Thayil, guitarist of Soundgarden, celebrates his 58th birthday today. Dr. Drew Pinsky, the rehab doctor, Rehab.
That's not so long.
No, nope. No. But he had his. I have to admit, I would. That was my jam. I was watching. You were as
well,
Kathy.
I watched it too. Yeah,
you guys really. used to
really into it.
Chat about that. I did watch that first season and I liked it. The first season with Tom Sizemore was on that, right?
Tom Sizemore was a second or third.
Oh,
season.
Was he?
Yeah,
okay.
That was a good one.
We would not have had this Preston. Without Drew Pinsky, because that's Celebrity Rehab.
That's right.
Jeff Conaway.
Oh, yeah.
That was sad.
It was sad.
Because he ended up dying.
He ended up dying.
Poor guy. So he's 60 years old, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Damon Wayans.
Yes.
Is 58 years old today, and he's great. And anytime we've had him in here, he's been a very cool guy. Actor Wes Bentley.
I was just watching him in Interstellar.
That is correct. And if you remember in American Beauty, he's the weird neighbor next door, the weird guy neighbor. And in the Hunger Games, he's the game master at one point. He is 40 today.
He's also Preston in the Academy Award-winning Ghostwriter with Nicolas Cage.
Never saw it. Yeah. He's 40 today. And then Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Wow.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
So outside of that.
Welcome back, Cotter.
What's his? What's your favorite role of his? It would have to be.
Oh, yeah. It was as Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
From the Jackson that miniseries.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was really good at it.
Bastard.
So he is celebrating his 65th birthday today. So happy birthday to Freddie Boom Boom Washington. And then the last birthday I saw is actress Ione Skye.
Wow.
Say Anything. She's the love interest. She plays Diane Court in that.
That's her biggest thing, right?
By far. Think. She was in a couple of other things, but Steve, I don't remember anything really.
She was enchanting, as they say in that movie. I think she is now in a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, I think she's
long term.
I think she is with a woman. But she was in a movie that's kind of a cult classic that I like called River's Edge, which was
oh my god,
Keanu Reeves was in that.
Dennis Hopper,
yeah.
She's married to a guy.
Oh, is really? She really?
Yeah, she's married to a guy named Ben Lee, and they've been married since 2008.
Well, congratulations.
She got Bruce Lee.
I'm happy Ben there Lee. Together.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a singer?
Ben Lee is a singer.
Okay. Well, her father, and which I guess I probably realize this each year on her birthday, but I always forget about it. Her father is Donovan. Yeah, that guy.
That's wild. Yeah,
I don't think you've mentioned that before, Preston, because either that or we both have terrible, terrible memories.
Yeah.
Or her birthday always seems to happen on Labor Day weekend, and we never mention it anyway.
That might be it. So this is her daddy. Just mad about did not know that. Happy birthday to Ione Skye, and she is 48 years old today. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question, which is, in 1927, what adventurous 25-year-old man was the first Time Magazine Person of the Year? And I'm going to go to Bill, see if Bill knows the answer. Hey, Bill, good morning. Hey, buddy.
Morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all good, my man. Just tell me who was the first Time Magazine man of the Person of the Year, please.
Charles Lindbergh.
Inventor of very stinky cheese.
Yes, that's right.
Hang on a second, Bill. No, he's the first man to fly across the Atlantic. So you got it right. And we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to the Dodge NHRA Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway September 13th through the 16th. One grand prize winner is going to get pre-race ceremony backstage access. You can visit MapleGroveRaceway.com for tickets and information. In the world of entertainment, Aretha Franklin had a home-going service fit for a queen. The Queen of Soul's life was celebrated on Friday at the Greater Grace Temple in her hometown of Detroit, and the service was 8 hours long.
I think she is certainly due the adulation, but I don't know if I could have made it through an 8-hour funeral.
Yeah. Celebrities, former presidents, politicians, and more attended the service, including Whoopi Goldberg, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Gladys Knight, Tony Bennett, Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Al Sharpton, the Clark sisters, former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and U.S. Representative Maxine Waters. Their performances by the Clark sisters, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Fantasia, Jennifer Holliday, Ronald Isley, and more. We have a couple of clips of some of the performances. Casey, if you could... pull those up. We'll listen to a little bit of each.
So, Preston, it was in addition to being a funeral observance, it was also a Class A concert because you had some of the greatest voices in the world.
Yeah.
They're belting them out.
Here's a little bit of Ariana Grande. Lots of backup singers, too.
Yes.
So Ariana sang. Do we have any other clips? Or are they?
We do. We have Jennifer Hudson.
No, they're not sent over.
Oh, wait, yes,
there they are.
There's okay. Jay Hudson.
Here's Jennifer Hudson. Here we go.
Ah!
Jennifer Hudson's got some pipes on her, man. This is Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Who's at the end with you. Going for it at the end there. So Jennifer Hudson, and then we have Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, legend, of course.
And hear his hymn singing.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. For the rest of my life, gonna be thinking about you.
Smokey's got to be pushing like 80 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Is he just making this?
This is a song he created for the event. Okay. That's my understanding. I've never heard
it. As he goes along.
I think it was pre-written, but yeah.
My friend.
He's 78 years old.
I know that my love for you will never end.
Man, he still sounds great, doesn't he?
He sounds great. Play the Hasselhoff song.
We don't have that.
It's awesome.
So some of Franklin's loved ones dressed in all white to pay their respects to her. Her granddaughter, Victory Franklin, said, I remember when I was a kid, people used to always ask me, what does it feel like to be Aretha Franklin's granddaughter? And I always shrug my shoulders and go, I don't know. It's just my grandma.
Yeah.
And on watching her perform, she said, nothing sounded better to me than the way my grandma sings. Her voice made you feel something. You felt every word, every note, every emotion in the song she sang. Her voice brought peace. Franklin's service was invite only, but the first 1,000 fans were allowed in.
And got a free baseball bat.
And Franklin's burial site is at Woodlawn Cemetery in Detroit alongside her Baptist minister father, C.L. Franklin. So it was
what a huge affair.
Wonderful tribute to her over the weekend.
Did you see the picture of the 100-pin Cadillacs?
I did not get a chance to see that.
It was wild.
Is it cool?
Yeah, lined up and down the streets.
That's awesome. Well, an honest man doing an honest day's work used to be something to be celebrated in America, but it didn't seem like it over Labor Day weekend of all times. Actor Jeffrey Owens was spotted at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey bagging groceries. Now, this all started, and I'll explain who he is if you don't know. It all started with an article in the Daily Mail late last week. A customer at the store in Clifton, New Jersey, spotted Owens, best known for his role as son-in-law Elvin Thibodeau on The Cosby Show, working as a cashier, and took a picture of him.
Yeah, I remember this guy.
Yeah, I didn't know by the name mentioned it to me, and then I looked him up, and of course I remember that guy. The image became the basis for the Daily Mail story under the headline, From Learning Lines to Serving the Long Line. The story exploded on social media over the holiday weekend after Fox News picked it up and tweeted out its own version, but the article seemed to produce a flood of support for Owens, as well as a conversation about job shaming and classism. Other actors, as well as fans, defended him. Family Ties actress Justine Bateman chastised the person who took Owen's picture while he was, quote, earning an honest living. She wrote, so 26 years after one TV job, this guy looks differently. Shock. And is earning an honest living at a Trader Joe's. The people taking his picture and passing judgment are trash. Actor Chris Rankin, who appeared in the Harry Potter movie, said that he worked in kitchens after the popular film franchise came to an end. He said, I needed a job. No shame in that. And you know what? I really enjoyed it. You do what you need to do, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. And in fact, Terry Crews.
Yes.
Said, I swept floors after the NFL.
So he gets out of the NFL, and he's doing that job to make ends meet.
He said, if need be, I'd do it again. There's a great documentary, we've mentioned it before, and I think it's called The Guy That Was In That Thing.
Yes.
And it's about these secondary character players who you look at them and you go, I know that guy. He was in that show and he did that and he played that character and so on and so forth. And they live a fairly standard lifestyle and they are just waiting for the next job to come along. They're still going to auditions or waiting for callbacks or going through it. And they don't. They're guns for hire. They don't have a regular nine to five. I can count on this income.
You got to put food on
and
the
so
table.
You gotta get out and do what you gotta do to get a little cash here and there, man.
But was the post just like, oh, hey, cool? He's here in our area,
it's kind of like, oh, this poor guy. Look at him.
Okay,
look what he's saying too.
That was the tone of it. But I mean, listen. and stuff like this has popped up before. You've seen so and so, and it seems like they're in the dregs, and they're just working a gig, waiting until their next acting job comes along.
I think if the original picture had been the person with his arm around, hey, great to see you. I loved, you know, but there was, whether it was intended or not, and I read the original article in the Daily Mail, and it seems it was a little knocking. So, you're kind of faulting the guy for this. But, you know, listen, honestly, I worked as a fluffer in gay porn. And it's, but you have to make ends meet.
Well, those were the glory
those
days.
Those were the glory hole days.
Glory hole days.
Actor Blair Underwood tweeted, "No shame in good, honest hard work. He's being a man and doing what he needs to do to provide for himself and his family. Much respect to you, sir." Owens played the boyfriend turned husband of Sandra Huxtable on The Cosby Show and was a regular character on the show's last five seasons. He hasn't exactly been sitting around doing nothing since that series ended in 1992. A quick look at his profile on IMDb. He had a slew of TV roles over the past 25 years. He did guest shots on shows like Law & Order, Blue Bloods, Lucifer, The Blacklist.
I'll tell you something about this whole deal, Preston. He ended up better than Cosby did.
Yeah. He also ended up in a couple of guest appearances on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. His latest TV role came this year in an episode of Elementary, and he has a few other screen projects yet to be released. So the industry is loaded with people who aren't stars, who just get roles from time to time.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
The majority of people in our union, yes, we're members of SAG.
Yes, we are.
Are going through that cycle all the time.
You know what? He'll get more work out of this,
too. Oh, yes, he will.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
He will buy that Trader Joe's that he's working at.
We can only hope.
Yes.
We'll see. This is sad news about another kind of bit player that you may need to be reminded of, an actress named Vanessa Marquez. Known for her recurring role as a nurse on the NBC drama ER, was shot and killed by police in South Pasadena, California on Thursday. Police were called just before 2 p.m. And by the way, this girl, I didn't remember her from ER, but I do remember her from the movie Stand and Deliver, which was about the kids that were taking the calculus test.
Yes.
Isai Morales was in it.
Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos, but...
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips was Isai Morales' brother in La Bamba, and that's why I got the names mixed up.
So this is the sequel to La Bamba.
It's not. But anyway. The girl that she played in Stand and Deliver was kind of the mousy, really nerdy, super smart one. She was very, very quiet and
very cute.
Like this. Really cute. And this was her. And this is sad news. So they had done a welfare check on her. Upon arrival, Marquez was having seizures and appeared to be suffering from mental illness. After about 90 minutes of trying to offer her medical help, police said she grabbed what appeared to be a handgun.
Oh, my gosh.
It turned out to be a BB gun. But, of course,
they don't know.
It looks real. Yeah. And they thought maybe she was going to try to shoot them. And they opened fire on her.
Do they think
maybe she did it on purpose? I don't know, Steve.
Suicide by cop, as they say.
She played nurse Wendy Goldman on ER for three seasons from 94 to 97. Her character is never in major storylines, but she sometimes was involved in episode subplots. So that's sad news
that is sad.
Ended up happening. Roseanne Barr has no intention of watching the Conners carry on without her this fall. During her latest appearance on the Rabbi Shmuley Boteach podcast, I guess that's how you say his name. The actress said that she plans to be in Israel, studying with, quote, my favorite teachers, when the show premieres in October. Or her intention is to just avoid the show and stay neutral. She said, I'm staying neutral, I'm staying away from it, not wishing bad on anyone, and I don't wish good for my enemies either. So she's out of here, according to her.
Head off to Israel.
We'll see if that ends up happening or not. William Shatner still doesn't know why his friend and former Star Trek co-star Leonard Nimoy eventually stopped talking to him.
Didn't know they'd stopped talking.
According to the Daily News, Shatner addressed the issue in his new memoir called Live Long and... What I Learned Along the Way.
He revealed, Live Long and Suck It was the original title.
Live Long and Suck it.
That was Nimoy's book directed at Shatner.
He revealed that he even skipped Nimoy's funeral because he felt unwelcome. And he writes, until the day I die, I will still wonder what caused that rift. After all the years we had spent together, after the bond we had forged... What could I have done that was so irreparable that he couldn't even talk to me about
it? I think the issue was if you were to get them, you know, when he was alive, get them both lit up a little bit, Nimoy would tell you he was tired of being passed over for command by the Federation.
You think so? And you think he really held a grudge with
I
that?
I think he held a grudge.
That's just silly.
It's just silly because none of it actually existed, but he fully expected to be commanding his own ship.
Oh, he was more intelligent.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I can understand why.
But it was the sort of loose cannon aspect of Kirk that made him a superior.
I guess so.
Captain. I don't know.
Let's stay in space for a little while, gang. The second man to walk on the moon appears to have weighed in on the controversy surrounding the Neil Armstrong biopic, First Man. Despite rave reviews from critics, several online commenters have called out the film for not paying proper respect to the planting of the American flag on the moon. And in response, Buzz Aldrin tweeted two photos on Monday that showed him and Armstrong on the moon with the American flag, and he included hashtags proud to be an American, freedom, honor, one nation, Apollo 11, July 1969, and then road to Apollo 50.
Apparently the movie doesn't paint Aldrin in a wonderful light.
Oh, really?
That's the word. And a lot of people who are friends of Buzz Aldrin's say they went a little too hard on him.
Okay.
That they were really unfair.
Yeah.
Yes, he was the more, boisterous of the collective.
Yeah.
But they said they believe he was treated unfairly in the film.
Unfortunately, in movies, they take some dramatic liberties
to create drama.
Create drama. An example in using NASA in Apollo 11, the original guys. Who are still around had issues with the fact that at some point they start getting contentious and yelling at each other.
Yes,
and they said
yeah.
It never happened.
Right.
It wouldn't have happened. It would have been a breakdown if that would have happened. But Ron Howard, the director, said, look, guys, we don't have enough time.
You mean Apollo 13?
I'm sorry. What did I say? Apollo 13. But he said we didn't have enough time to create the tension that needs to be there. I mean, these guys are trapped in a dying spacecraft, and we have to do it in another way. And so they took a little liberty with it.
You always need to have that little reminder running in the back of your mind here. So
It's a movie.
I do want to see it.
Totally.
I think regardless of any other aspect of it, Kennedy, it was a space race. We were racing the Russians into space, and the fear was the Soviet Union would gain dominance in space and make it to the moon first. So that's when Kennedy sort of made the announcement and through everyone went, what?
Yeah, a big part of it was planting the flag first.
Yeah. So
exactly.
It was really a kind of a critical element. Damien Chazelle says that it was nothing, it wasn't a conscious effort to exclude it. You'll take him on his word, but it was kind of a critical element of the whole mission.
Yeah, but I guess they're focusing more on
Armstrong
and his fortitude and what he had to go through.
They say that you've never seen some of the mechanics of the actual space program and the machinations of actually launching and all that stuff depicted in such accurate detail.
It's such impressive stuff.
It's astonishing.
You know, Steve, there's a video series that I watch on YouTube.
It's
called Vintage Space. This girl, Amy, is super duper smart. And
she's kind of cute.
She's super cute. I got a YouTube crush on her. But
you got a Gemini-sized boner.
There.
Gemini.
No, it's more Apollo. Gemini. Yeah. Gemini's her favorite. Yeah. But anyway, they're really short videos. They're anywhere between 2 and 8 minutes long. And it's really cool and brings you up to speed on all the crazy details you never even thought about that went into the space program.
So you talk about like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Lightyear. No, Buzz Armstrong. there's a level, Chuck Yeager, there's a level of courage and fortitude and commitment and focus that we can't even comprehend.
You know what? I never even realized it until you said Buzz Lightyear. That had to have been a nod to Buzz Aldrin, right?
Yes, of course, right?
It'd have to be. All right. Moving on.
And that's what Buzz Aldrin would always say to infinity and beyond.
That's right. So we'll stick with Ryan Gosling for a moment. Emma Stone was going on and on about her dear, wonderful friend Ryan on Saturday.
Oh, they're so cute together.
They are. She was at the Telluride Film Festival in Colorado.
Which is where we were at over the weekend.
Entertainment Tonight reports that Stone, who was honored for her career at the festival, has nothing but good things to say about her La La Land, Crazy Stupid Love, and Gangster Squad co-star. I had no idea they were in that many movies together.
Did you ever see that Gangster Squad movie?
I did not.
It's over the top. It's about I believe it's a Jewish mobster. It might have been Meyer Lansky.
Okay.
in the 50s, but that wouldn't have synced up. I don't know. But Sean Penn plays this gangster. And it's apparently based on a true story,
yeah, the guy with the big nose,
right? But they took a lot of liberty with the
Skibignos.
That's right. his name. But yeah, so and Josh Brolin is the big investigator. Here's the clips of it, Preston.
Okay, yeah, that looks familiar. Yeah. We're watching a video trailer.
Skibignos.
So she said about Mr. Gosling, he's so talented, but he's such a great person to work with because he's so collaborative and excited about the process. He's taught me a lot about being really generous.
Oh, and he's got abs and he has dimples. Now shut up.
And I love La La Land. I resisted at first, and now it's one of my favorite movies.
It's whenever it's on and you pass by it, you stop and watch it.
Yeah.
City of stars, are you smiling just for me? That last sequence about the what could have been.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's great.
What awesome. Should have been.
But couldn't have been to get where you needed to be. Sometimes you need to sacrifice.
Love.
Love.
Screw it.
Screw it.
I want to be famous.
I need money.
Real quick, going back to Buzz Lightyear and Buzz Aldrin, he was named after Edwin Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry.
But they thought
they thought that it sounded too wacky, and so
they were right
to go with something that was more of a nod to NASA, and so they, John Lasseter and the crew at Pixar decided to go with Buzz Lightyear.
Lunar Larry. Okay.
And I think Woody was originally named Boner.
Wow.
They changed that, too.
Changed Boner Lunar.
All right.
A lunar thing.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle settled on a name for their newly adopted dog. People reports that the pup will be called Oz.
Oz.
That's a cute name.
That is a cute name.
I like it. The royal couple adopted the Labrador Retriever at the end of August.
They were going to adopt Ozzy Osbourne and have him be their dog.
Oh, my God.
Come here, Ozzy.
I have to go piddle. I have to go piddle. Let Ozzy out. He has to go piddle. Are we gonna go to the park?
He will not be. Well, he did do Bark at the Moon.
Yes.
He's very doggish. He will not be the couple's only dog. Markle brought her beagle, Guy, to London with her from Toronto. So they have a beagle.
So
and,
her
and
dog
a lab.
Has made it, but the father is.
Yeah, right?
That's too great.
Now, the queen, she's all about corgis, right?
She's got corgis.
She's got a whole
and she knows how to use them.
Yeah,
corgis. She knows how to use. And she, one of her oldest corgis passed away recently.
Yeah.
It devastated her.
I think it was earlier this year. Yeah, so.
Bad corgis news, are adorable.
But at least we have a ZZ Top tribute to the queen's dogs. Yeah, They're very, very loyal and very, very trainable. And
very my dog Chelsea is part corgi and part pit bull, so that must have been some raucous sex.
They got small legs.
Small legs. I like it. All right, so what else do I have for you here? Lindsay Lohan.
I was just watching Mean Girls last night on E!
Well, she was apparently, there was this video of her dancing over the weekend, and it went viral.
Is it laughable,
I'm
sexy?
I'm hesitant to even say viral. Like, how many does it take before it's called viral?
Good question.
You know?
Viral is,
So I just saw it this morning, and it's her dancing. And
what is it?
To be honest, it's not that big of a deal. It's just her dancing around a little bit, but some people have made a thing about it. She flips her hair in it. She leans her head down and flips her hair way up. So people are making a thing about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, hang on. And there's the hair flip. So she does it twice.
That's
We're watching the video of it right now. And, well, now Busy Phillips and Kelly Oxford are getting in on the action. They spoofed Lindsay's now viral dance to the song Pillow Talk.
Oh, snap.
While Lindsay snapped her fingers and flipped her hair at her beach club in, I don't know where it is, Phillip and Oxford got down in the kitchen.
Oh,
and
man.
Phillips wrote on Instagram, honestly, it's weirdly harder to nail than it seemed. Respect.
What's going on?
They're throwing shade. They're throwing shade at her, Preston.
Are they?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Is that shady?
Yeah, they're throwing shade, but then they threw respect in there.
Yeah.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T. That's right.
They're making fun of the hair flip?
Yes.
I would make fun of the mom dance instead. I mean, the hair flip is the only thing that was legit.
Flipping my hair like that since high school.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
It's like a stupid, you're drunk, flip your hair.
I like Lindsay's thing, and I like the mock thing. I think it looks cute.
So anyhow, they did a thing about that thing.
Wow.
There was a
thing. It's just it. The original thing has been followed by another thing.
This is what constitutes as news these days, folks.
Over the weekend, a thing occurred, which was immediately followed by two rejoinder thingies.
You're right, though. You pose a good question. What constitutes a viral imprint these days?
How many before we can say and that's viral?
Do we consider social media viral? Because it seems to be another track that runs on, as opposed to like a YouTube video or you know, something ending up on a website.
It usually starts social media wise, I think, because that's where the sharing begins. But the sharing and the caring.
Sharing and the caring.
I don't know. And it's just, I'm tired of it. Let's see what else we have.
Just said a third thing has occurred in a series of things that began on the weekend.
Lots of things.
We go down to Jimmy Luszewski at the Pentagon. Jim, what's going on over there?
Well, everyone's anticipating a fourth thing, but no one wants to say that or commit to it right now.
We shall see. How about this? Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas dropped off their son, Dylan,
who's 51,
at college this weekend.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
The actress posted a sweet send-off to her 18-year-old son on Instagram on Sunday. The video shows clips of Dylan and the campus of Brown University.
Now, do you have lunch money? You have your lunch money?
Where he will be attending school set to Electric Light Orchestra's Mr. Blue Sky.
Which
is a great song. Zeta-Jones wrote alongside the video.
Now, what's your phone number? Tell me back your phone number so I know you know it.
She wrote, you don't need to plug your phone in. It's
Thank
okay,
you.
Guys. He was going to pull up Mr. Blue Sky.
Well, it's the only place we got it at the ready.
She said, I love you, Dylan. Good luck in the next exciting and enlightening chapter in your life.
I love you, Mommy. I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy Liberace.
Bye-bye. All right. Clips?
Yeah, man.
Mystery clips.
Do you want mystery clips?
Marissa is pointing her finger in the air. Now she has her hand up. All
like
fingers
she just
extended.
Don't care.
She's like throwing a little shade to me here.
Uh-oh.
Or
you
she's saying talk to
we
the
We are
going to
do mystery clips. I know what they are.
All right, so Preston, you can play on this round.
I can play. And I suck at this. I don't think I've ever gotten one right.
You guys, there's one hard one, one easy one.
Go with the hard one first.
Okay.
Hard one first. Here it is. If you know who it is, raise your hand. You will be called upon, and you will get the answer first. Here we go.
I think it has some of the tone and sensibility of larger budgeted studio films, some of the tentpole stuff that we see. But at the same time, it maintains a lot of the refinement that we see in independent films.
What an odd accent.
Yeah, it is. And it's got to be a director or somebody we don't know.
It's not. But, you know, Preston, God damn you. If you would have watched Sing Street, maybe you would have known who this was.
You keep... Someday, I'll watch it.
Someday.
Yeah. I don't know. You saw Sing Street.
Is it the director?
No, it's Jack Rayner, who plays the older brother in Sing Street.
Who's in...
Kid.
Marissa?
Yeah, Ken follows an ex-con dodging a vengeful criminal and a large gang of soldiers with his adopted brother. Here, Jack Rayner talks about what makes this film different from other indie projects.
And see, what's going to play the clip.
You're going to hate Sing Street now because we keep... when you see it, you're going to love it.
It sounds fun. Sounds fun. I do want to see it. All right, Ken. All right, here is the next clip. Mr. Clip, here we go.
So I'm watching her. She went, no. I don't want to do that. No. We'll do that. And then, yeah, okay.
I think
great.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, she got people. I mean, she doing her thing. When you look at that, man, and like I said, as fathers, we just go like, man, we're so thankful and pleased that it turned out the right way.
I think I might be wrong.
Okay. No, you're right.
I was going to say Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
No. You did it. You
What's
did
he
it. You donked it. Beat Shazam. Marissa, take it away.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is the host of Beat Shazam, but it's the game's resident DJ, Corinne Foxx, who steals the show every week. Right in that clip, we heard the proud dad talking about working with his daughter.
I have passingly watched that show. I've just kind of seen it on in the other room, and I can't figure out exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're playing songs, and it's almost like Name That Tune,
and they use Shazam, and it's a weird conceit.
Okay. I'll have to sit down, and because I like music-based contest, but I haven't sat down to figure out what the format of that is as of yet. So, all right, that's what I got for you.
You did it.
Your entertainment report for the morning, dear friends. Marissa, how are we doing on the emoji code? Are we there yet? It's up and running? Okay.
Ooh.
So I have been told that we have officially... now posted this, and it is your mission, my friend, to decipher the message. So this is courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. We have tickets to go to Thursday night's Eagles home opener against the Falcons.
Incredibly important game.
Here's what you have to do. They're all important.
Yes.
So here we go. Here's what you have to do. You have to decode the message and keep it to yourself. All right, because a little later on, we're going to ask you to call in, be the designated caller, and to give us what that message is. Do it correctly, and you'll win those tickets to Thursday night's game. They're raising the banner. It's going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance, so it's a big deal.
If you know the person you're going to go with now, then you can work as a team and try to decipher it.
You could definitely do that. All right, so pair of Eagles tickets. And don't forget, you can score a medium, hot, or iced Dunkin' Donut coffee. For $1 on every Eagles game day, but you need your Perks Enrolled Dunkin' Donuts card, and we'll get you the details on how to do that. Very, very simple, and that excludes cold brew. Participation may vary, limited time offer. So go check that out right now. You will find it on our Instagram account, on our Twitter account, and on Facebook. Just search Preston and Steve on any of those, and you should be able to find it.
You just said raise the banner. Do you remember in 2009 when they raised the Phillies banner after the 2008 World Series win? There was a fight that broke out at the base of the flagpole when the banner went up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was typical Philadelphia.
Part of the tribute.
All right. So be there for the brawl. We'll have your tickets. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be back in just a moment or two. Make sure you stay with us on this very hot Tuesday morning. The A to Z continues as well. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve
on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, two things concerning your Philadelphia Eagles. Number one, we have a chance for you to win tickets to Thursday's home opener against the Falcons. We are doing the emoji code, and it has been posted. There is a code that Casey has come up with. Your mission is to decipher what that code means in a phrase, and then get ready to call in a little bit later on. It's courtesy of our friends from Dunkin' Donuts. So you can find that code via our accounts on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter as well. And keep that in mind. We will do that at some point during today's show. Your chance to win those tickets, but you need to... you need to find out what it says, what that phrase is. So go take a look at it now. And then another opportunity to win some Eagles tickets. Nick is going to be doing these Bud Light appearances that we're doing once again this year. Nick will be at J.D. McGillicuddy's on Thursday night from 7 to 9 for this event.
Yeah, so if you can't make it out to the game, come down, watch the game with me, 7 to 9. At J.D. McGillicuddy's, like Preston said.
In Phoenixville?
In Phoenixville, no. In Manioc.
Oh, in Manioc. I'm sorry about that. Okay.
And there's a First Friday in Phoenixville, but we'll talk about that at another time.
All righty.
J.D. McGillicuddy's Thursday night, Manioc.
7 to 9.
Thank you, sir.
You guys to win tickets.
Dumb names.
So, anyhow, emoji code in that, so a few different ways for you to win. All right, so I had written this down. Like last week, sometimes we have ideas about things to talk about, and then there's several other topics that we could go to. And at some point, I'm like, I got to write that down because that's a good one. I want to hear about this. Kathy, it just says, Kathy's friend having an affair.
Oh, I remember this.
That's all that it says on my note
right now. It came late in the show, and we wanted to get to it. You asked us to...
I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about something, and I wrote a note, and I said, hey, do you want me to bring this up now? It was something in relation to whatever it was we were talking about. And it's not that she's having an affair. She's not.
No.
Oh.
But her friends are encouraging her to.
Really?
Yes.
And you would be one of her friends?
Kind. Yes, I'm one of her friends. Yeah.
Are you encouraging her to have an affair, to break her vow of marriage?
Here's the thing.
Explain the dynamic.
I would not... look down on her or look at her differently if she did.
Okay.
All right. So give us the whole context.
So here's the rundown. She has sex with her husband about once a year.
Okay.
And she doesn't know. They've tried all kinds of different things. She's done a lot of different things. You know, anything from sexy outfits and other things. She can't figure it out. He just doesn't want to.
She's tried other things. Has she tried pegging?
Has tried what?
Pegging, where she wears a strap on.
No.
Well, trust me, she's tried some
Casey
things.
Casey knows about it.
Yeah. I thought you said begging.
Pegging.
No. I think she's pretty much
has she tried sounding?
Yeah.
I know what that is. I never heard pegging before, right, though.
Anyway.
So she
look it up.
She has kids, and she will not leave. She says the kids love her husband, and that's that. She's not leaving.
You're married to your family, essentially. You know, like when you first get married, you get married to one person, and then you have kids, and then you're married to all of them. So I understand that. So
now everybody
talked about it.
Oh yeah. I mean, listen, it's been going on for years. It's been a really long time. It's not like it's recent. But she doesn't, like, she's like, well, what, if you talk about it, ask, why does he not want to have sex with me? And, of course, the first thing that everybody says is he's cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, he is not.
All right, wow. I have a couple questions. Was there a time in which they enjoyed a healthy sex life?
Yes.
And how many years ago did that stop?
I think it's been, like, I want to say maybe, like, six, seven years.
Have they gone to counseling?
Yes, they've tried that.
Does she love him?
Yes, I believe she does love him.
Okay, all right. And does he, all outward signs, love her? Does he take care of his, besides in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Is he doing everything that he needs? Is he attentive to her and all that?
Yes, and like he's such a nice guy. He's so nice. You would never know if you were out with him. So I just recently found out, which is why this has like become a topic. But everyone, including her mother, says, if you go and do that, I would not, if you had an affair, I would not blame you.
Has she tried cuckling yet?
Stop it. We stop with the gross
maybe.
Stuff.
No, cuckling's not gross. But listen, maybe... I mean, if he really loves her and he doesn't want to give it to her, then, like, why deprive her of that? Like, go get it.
Interesting.
I'm wondering if, has she let herself go?
I pulled up a picture so you could see her. Not even in the slightest.
Let me take a look. Okay.
Has she let himself go?
No, he's adorable, too. She's on the right.
I wonder.
She's very attractive.
I wonder if, is that a scenario where you can kind of say, look, listen, I love you. I love you. We're married. This is it. But I have wants and needs. And would you be okay if I, bang somebody else?
I can't imagine. He'd be like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
I know, but if it's,
and listen, there are people, so I know that there are people that if this was going on, that's what they would do. They would just go out and they would,
I bet
they
you
would
there's
have
a
an affair, but she's like,
there's probably a fair amount of people be like, please, right, please now. Go do please give me a break. I'd say this though, what was his, did he ever give a reason why it's drop this way, or why they're not doing this?
Or she indicated that?
Is she indicated?
No.
Do you think is there a perception that perhaps he has realized he is he's on the wrong team?
Well, she said that.
That he might be gay.
She's like, I don't know what else it could possibly be. She swears that she does not think that he's having an affair. They've even tried, like, I think they've tried some medications.
ED stuff? Erectile medications?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It may be, now listen, you guys are going to laugh at this, but it may be that he has a very little libido. It may
well,
have
she,
it
is not. That's what she says.
Impossible.
That's what she thinks it is.
Yes.
Yeah. But they've gone to doctors.
And?
Still.
No, not that he can't do it.
Optometrist.
Want to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Optometrist.
We might be at the wrong doctor.
Everything looks fine here.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I don't know why your penis is not working. Well, you're an eye doctor.
Is
he depressed?
You know what? That's something that I thought of as well. I asked her that, and she says it doesn't seem like it. It's something that she's asked him. He says no.
So this encouraging to him, her to have an affair thing, is this when all the ladies are together and they're
yes,
talking about
totally,
it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Couple glasses, drinks.
Couple glasses of Pinot, yes. And all of a sudden you should go out and just get yourself a young man and go.
By the way,
do it.
Don't you just love when the wife goes off to the little wine group, the gathering, because you're going to be the subject at some point.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And I came in, and the laptop was
shut
up.
Shut up.
Does a man do? Yeah, they all do it.
Hang on, I'm going to go to Dave who wants to comment on that. Hi, Dave. Good morning. Dave, you are on the air, sir. Is your name Dave? You're going through the same thing, but opposite after 12 years of marriage.
Man.
Hey, hi, Dave. Are you there? What's your name, dude?
Dave.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Dave.
Well, I was told to turn my radio off, so I think things got complicated.
Well, your phone should stay on.
It is now.
Okay.
All right. We're talking to you. Tell
Dave,
your story.
Go ahead, please.
So I'm going through the exact same thing.
I don't want to side with your wife right off the bat. So go ahead, Dave. Give us the full story.
She says I have a problem listening.
We just lost him.
Oh, yeah, good.
You guys talked him right off of the phone line. Son of a bitch.
Well, my advice to Dave is you need to be a better listener.
I just got a message from a guy, and he said that he went through the same thing, and it ended up being his thyroid. His hormones were all off, and he was able to kind of level everything out, and he says everything is fine now.
Listen, there are all sorts of things that you can do. Listen, tape a tongue depressor to it. It works sometimes. No. There are all sorts of things. I just think that original thing about the is it just possible you just aren't a sexual person and then you realize you're not? You know?
It could be. And listen, it's not like they're young, too. Like, they're mid-30s.
Huh.
I got a lot of texts coming in. Here's one. Okay, this is not... Well, okay. It says, my wife and I haven't had sex in months. I found a beautiful young chick at the Phil's game last week and had awesome sex. Didn't fix the relationship, and now I just want to bang other chicks. Okay. That went the other way then, didn't it?
As your doctor, I'm telling you, you need to bang other chicks.
What else we have here?
Especially ones you meet at sporting events.
I'm in a sexless marriage. Last time we had it was when our youngest was conceived. That was 19 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe he's pleasuring himself too much, you're saying. What else we have here? Some are saying, you know, there potentially could be a tumor, but then again...
It's not a tumor.
That low testosterone could cause it, but you said they've been to the doctor.
Yeah, she's pretty much asked him to do everything. And he's done it, but...
He's willing to work at it. He's willing to try.
Yeah,
right? Is she dragging him? Is she chloroforming him? Or is he willingly going along in an effort to...
No, I think he's willingly going along. But now at this point, like, it's been so long that there's not really anything they can do. They've visited doctors, therapists, things like that. And now it's just kind of just laying still.
You didn't hear it, but Nick had said people are offering to help.
Yeah.
As in, I'll do her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, you would.
You got that chick's number? Yeah.
Trust me, she's very attractive.
You would.
There may be, I'll tell you something. I would not be so quick to dismiss the cuckold thing.
Yeah.
Or a third party, you know.
I wonder if she says to him, listen, is there something that you're afraid to tell me?
Yes.
That might.
I'm a werewolf.
We haven't considered that.
Yeah. I knew it.
You guys are so helpful.
Is there something that you might be afraid to tell me that we should talk about and let's lay it out on the table? But she would have to be prepared for anything that might come right back. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you something, guys. So you know you get something in your head if you ever had at any point some sort of issue. And it loops around. It haunts you for a little bit until you get your mind off of it. You know, like if you've ever had a situation where you weren't able to deliver the fortune cookie at the end of the meal.
Sure.
And so that can be something. In this case, this guy, the pressure to do it must be so tremendous that that could be
maybe
just.
Almost
insurmountable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What I'm hearing is the impression of a guy who's actively trying to do, if he's doing it for to make his wife happy, that's a good thing. But he needs to do it for himself so that he can be happy and enjoy it.
What's the time frame again, Kath?
It's been 6 years, and she said about 2 years ago was kind of like they had tried everything, and now, so for like 2 years, it's been like whatever, and just living.
And they started off hot and heavy, like they initially had it? Okay, so that's a conundrum, because it sounds to me like it just went away.
Wow. What age range are we talking about?
30s.
Mid-30s, I said, yeah.
And did you see the picture of her, Preston? Very attractive.
No, I didn't get a chance. I'm sure. I'd take your word for it, absolutely. Let me go to Tina. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
What's up, Tina?
I was going through something similar with my husband. It had been close to a year and a half with no sex. Devastated our relationship. I was depressed. He was depressed. I knew he loved me. It came down to me asking him if he was gay.
Yeah,
wow.
And if he wanted out.
Are you crazy?
No, listen. Tina, it's a very devastating thing, and you, because you, of course, the thing you're, th-
All those things. Is he cheating? Is he gay? Is it me? Yes. What's going on? Does he have this maelstrom?
Was it me? You know, we went through all the questions. We finally, we ended up going to a doctor. He ended up having low testosterone. Mm-hmm.
So
that wasn't even something that we had thought of because he was 32 years old.
Yes.
The doctor told him he had the lowest testosterone he had ever seen in a 32-year-old man.
So when that happens, Tina, I guess your general, even your interest in sex wanes off, doesn't it? Okay.
Yes. The doctor said that your testosterone is basically your battery pack for everything from your emotions to your sex drive.
Now
he gives himself weekly injections, and our sex life is back to where it was when we were dating and newlyweds.
Now, let me ask you something, Tina, because it is, you have to be very cautious when you're, you know, putting hormones in your system. He's under a doctor's care for this, and he's getting checkups regularly?
Yes, regular checkups, regular blood work.
But that's necessary because, you know, a while ago there was a mad rush to do all this. And what was happening is they're finding out there might be some possible circuitous connections to prostate issues.
Right.
Even, you know, cancer. So you got to be careful. So just make sure he's monitored and you're back up and running and everything's good.
Yes, everything is fabulous.
Well, glad to hear that. Awesome, Tina. Thank glad you. To hear that.
I know. I'm reading some stuff that I can't even come close to be passing along about issues that people are having.
Oh, really?
In the bedroom.
Well, I thought it was people still offering up to throw.
I mean, there's some jokey stuff and some things like that that's popping up. But some of them are like, yeah, we had this happen and this killed our relationship. And some of it, like one of these involved teeth. when someone was doing something to them below
the belt. So you get that in your mind, and it's amazing how... That's why it kills me, Preston. I always think of the scene in Night Shift where the Henry Winkler's trying to have sex with his... And he's got to make sure that the apartment is just so...
Yeah. Did you check under the bed? And then he would have to stop and go look under the bed. Nothing's under the bed.
And then there's a siren 8 blocks away. I can't
do it. But... You know, a lot of this comes back to, and we've said it for years and years, is talking about it.
Yes.
And it's a little threshold that you have to get past the first couple of times. And then after that, it's great.
That's why I encourage women, when you have your little wine clubs, record them and play that audio for the guys you're talking about. Right. They would love to hear that.
Sure, filtering through social media to find someone for her to have an affair
with. Do guys do that? Do you, I mean, besides a quick passing... It's not all it could be. And, you know, I know because...
Like, do you think
that's a female dynamic, I think.
Speaking graphically about your wife to other guys, no. Or at least not I. But, I mean, I've talked about when we've done her or something like that. Oh, God.
Yes.
Dude, the kids have been... Finally, we had time.
Rang the bell last night. Yeah. Thriller in Manila.
Yes, we know. You told us.
But a little bit, yeah. But not...
I don't know. Guys don't do that at all. Everything is a secret to...
Diane's listening?
You and your lovely spouse you love so much. You don't...
You have bagel on your face.
No, it wasn't bagel. It was egg.
Go ahead.
No, it's not.
Back off, man. It's egg.
I'm sorry.
I find it interesting, though, that some of the women are calling in saying, you know, whether, you know, hormones, all that kind of stuff, because what all of us have been saying is, like, we don't know any guys who... don't want to have sex. Like, you know what I mean? It's so...
It is. Let me tell you something. It is now more than, you see, there's a whole industry on these ED drugs, and it's been diagnosed now more than ever. So to say, yes, it's out there. The problem is that, you know, basically, the guy's bringing the circus to town, you know, and that's where it starts.
But I can't see it the other way around. Like, if it was the woman that didn't want to, it just seemed bizarre that it was the man.
I just think that if something can go on or does go on long enough, that you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, that can happen.
On either end, you know. Yep.
We've all seen 1984.
I think that the male not wanting to have sex is the anomaly. However, I have a friend, Kathy, where this is happening. The husband really has very low sex drive, if any, and the female in the relationship has a high sex drive, and she travels a lot for work, and she uses her travel to have a sex life.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, temporarily fixes some of the problems.
Yeah,
but
right.
Long term, it's not going to solve anything.
Well, one day she's going to be at home and there's going to be a knock at the door and there's going to be a kid there that she didn't know she had.
Well, I don't think it could work like that.
What's that?
No, it doesn't work
that way.
Doesn't
work like that?
No.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Kinsey?
Yes.
You
want with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, you want to take a look at...
I have a very specific set of sexual skills.
The taboo of speaking about it.
Yes.
And getting over that, and what you can learn by doing that is... and that's a history book of it right there, if you want to see that film.
There's a great movie about the early days of sex study. It's called One Girl, One Cup, Preston.
Oh, really? Not as fun.
Very timid.
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
I am going to go to Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sorry
Good.
About you at work.
Oh, it's all right. What's up, Alyssa?
I am currently going to be getting divorced over this. I have had a high sex drive for forever. Literally told him very first date, hey, listen, one of the things I'm going to need is frequent sex often. And of course, being a male, he kind of joked around and was like, oh, yeah, no, not a problem. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine for the first 6 months or so. And then it kind of started to taper off a little bit. Fast forward, we get married, and, you know, the joke is always, why are women smiling on their wedding day? Because, like, they don't have to try anymore. No, totally exact opposite thing. No sex drive. He has been tested for everything in the book. He's been tested for low testosterone. It can be diabetes. He's fully medically cleared. He just has no sex drive. It just died.
So let me ask you, when you talk about your sex drive need, how frequent are we talking?
I would even be okay with even just a couple times a week, but okay. That would be my, like, preferred minimum. I want...
Give us a minimum. Give us a minimum per week.
Yeah,
minimum
she said
per
twice.
Week, I'd be happy with, like, daily.
Okay, so, right, just 7 times a week.
How old are you, Alyssa?
I am 30.
You're 30?
Okay.
Just 7 times.
Just 7 times a week, we'd get it done.
Do you have any... and then what was his at his drop-off point, how infrequently was it?
At this point it was probably no sex for 10 months to a year.
Wow. So sharp, absolute, complete drop-off.
Yeah, like literally nothing. And when I tell you I've tried everything and asked everything, I have tried everything and asked everything from, hey, do you need a hall pass? Like, just go out and kind of get some strains and work it out of your system.
Wow. You lost 365 sexual encounters.
Wow.
You could, owing to your needs. So during this time, was he, is he a good guy on everything else?
He is a wonderful.
Stinky husband.
Crazy. Yeah, you can't say that word.
Oh, sorry.
Super. Hey, Alyssa, let me ask you sort of a hypothetical question. If you guys go through with the divorce, do you think that he's going to have a sex life following your marriage?
I don't know, because trying to be a good friend to him, I've been like, hey, listen, this is going to be a problem for you moving forward. Like, this is something, and again, we went to therapy to the point that even the couple's therapist was like, listen, this is a waste of time. Like, unless he's willing to kind of work on this. Or figure out what she literally was like, I feel guilty.
All right. Let me ask you then, Alyssa. So when you were going to therapy, he wasn't actively trying to get into it and participate and get something from it?
No, she literally was like, all right, there's clearly something. She was like, Alyssa, you're trying. You're crying your eyes out. You're working really hard. Mike, you're just
get this limp dung out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She literally was like, it's a
and I'm a therapist.
That's kind of harsh.
That's harsh. No, see, yes, if you made the effort, you went to therapy, and he's not going to commit to give it a shot, my heart goes out to the guys who really really do invest everything in it.
She's doing the right thing, though, by moving on.
Yes.
I think if it's not working.
You don't want to live a lie.
And you've tried, and you're not having an affair, you're moving on. All right, thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate that. I'm going to go to a marriage counselor.
Yes.
Matt. Is a marriage counselor. Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up, my man?
Hey, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I can say I hear this so often. Maybe an affair will fix my marriage. Maybe it'll just get me over this hump. That is right up there with maybe having a baby will bring us closer.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have you on here, because please, illuminate us.
Yeah, it really doesn't work. It's part of something, and this isn't an official diagnosis, but something that some of us call toxic friend syndrome is that
you go to your friends, you know, and that's good. You have relationships and you talk to people about these things. But people project their own issues onto you and your relationship, and they kind of use you as a testing stone. Of
yeah.
Like, well, maybe if he does this, you know what I mean, and it works for him, then that will be okay for me to do the same thing.
Yeah, Matt, I've heard countless stories where that has actually been proven correct. You know, where when in these little groups, ideas will be floated out to see how they're received. So someone else is perhaps pondering this. But what the takeaway from what you're saying is that in this whole thing, Kathy is the evil person.
Exactly.
Listen, we've got her like on a mechanical bull waiting for people to watch her ride the bull and then want to have sex with her.
So Matt, what's your recommendation? So some, you know, whether it be on the female side not wanting to have sex or the male side not wanting to have sex, but they're in, otherwise everything else is firing and is good. How do you proceed? How do you get resolution?
Well, they really need to go to counseling and whatever, or a friend, or you know, if they're going to a church or a temple or something, somebody, an intermediary that can hold them accountable. The biggest thing is if you, and I have had situations where going outside of the relationship to fulfill needs works, but it needs to be discussed ahead of time.
Right.
And I know that's a whole other topic.
All parties need to agree upon that.
So she's
got to
tell him before she does it.
I think so.
Exactly. Hey. Because once that trust is broken, that creates so many other issues.
Yes. Yeah.
Matt, can you address real quick the issues of hormones? We were talking about it before, but also, you know, birth control and then and testosterone.
They're very valid, and everybody is different, and that's the other problem is what works for one person. You know, I've had some patients go through hormone therapy. Excuse me. And it's done wonders, and then others who haven't, and they get very frustrated because, well, you know, my friend or my brother-in-law or so-and-so, they went through this, and it worked for them. And so, therefore, they think that their partner, because it's not working for them, that maybe they're lying and not taking the meds, or it's something deeper. And
right.
I think Matt's traveling through a wormhole.
Right, I think now. So, yeah.
Your audio is fading.
His head is in a uterus right
now. But, it all depends on the individual, and everybody's different. But the biggest thing is to keep that trust going and not lie.
All right.
Thank you for the info, yeah.
Appreciate it, man. It's a touchy subject.
If there's a lot there, but you're right about the conversation, but if there's a tremendous amount that is good, you know, but both parties, and whether it be the guy or the girl, or whoever, whatever the situation, there can be there's multiple menu items these days. So whatever situation you're in, communication, caring communication.
Find a time when it's not just when you can both sit
like during
down
the Super Bowl
and have some time, like during the Super Bowl, have a little chat.
Can we talk?
No,
they're on the 10-yard line.
Anyhow, speaking of that, we have Eagles tickets to give away.
Yes.
And you're good at segues.
You are so good at segues.
Speaking of.
It's what I do.
I know.
Go deep. We have the emoji code, and we need you to decipher it. It's on our social media platforms. You can check at Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. And Casey has come up with an emoji, a series of emojis, and it spells out a phrase. We're going to ask you to call in later on. If you identify it properly, then you can win tickets to Thursday's home opener against Falcons, courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. By the way, you can score a medium, hot, or iced Dunkin' Donuts coffee for $1 on every Eagles game day. Just use your Perks and Roll DD card. Excludes cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. So I just wanted to pass that along, and the fact that we do need to take a break. But Kathy, update us with any information concerning your friend.
I will. And she says that she would never have an affair. It's just everyone else telling her to do it.
I gotcha. All right. And thank you for sharing your opinions, gang. And I'm sorry I didn't get to the calls that were on hold. We appreciate you checking in.
And real quick, she did say that it helped a little bit that she thinks that it's not her. Because obviously she thinks it's her. It's something she's doing.
It's not.
She said hearing everybody talk about it made her feel better.
She's very attractive.
Back to school. That fixes everything, doesn't it?
I just want you to know.
The back to school A to Z continues. We are in the L's, and we'll get something up next for you. If you're paying attention, you probably know about where we are. Maybe you can guess as to where we're in. L-O are the first two letters. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Throughout 2018, MMR's presented special 50th birthday weekends.
And this Thursday at 3 p.m., Pierre and Jackson kick off our biggest weekend of the year. No, really. It's going to last for like 10 days. MMR's back to school A to Z. Your Labor Day weekend keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
Going and going and going.
Literally thousands of songs, all different. No repeats. In alphabetical order. From 93.3 WMMR. 50 years worth of everything that rocks.
Sponsored by Fred Beans. Get no pay Labor Day pricing today.
We should do the bizarre file, and then we're going to talk to a guest.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Universal Technical Institute, the UTI Power and Performance Car Show, coming September 22nd to the Universal Technical Institute campus open house in Exton. Details at elitetuner.net. Well, we'll start with this. A woman on a United flight from Orange County, California to Chicago claims that the man seated next to her pleasured himself for hours and the airline didn't report it to law enforcement. Michaela Dixon was traveling with her boyfriend on August 11th when she noticed a man inappropriately touching himself.
Hi, how are you?
She tweeted, "My boyfriend was asleep in the window seat. I'm in the middle and the man is in the aisle. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't get up because I didn't want to go anywhere near him.
When you finish off, could you let me know because I have to go to the bathroom?"
And then she said it gave her the worst panic attack of her life.
Wouldn't the air crew intercede and stop him from doing that?
Let me continue on. Dixon went on to say that she couldn't alert the attendant without the man finding out.
Who cares?
So she had to wait until he left his seat. She said, "I sat there shaking until he got up to go to the bathroom as we landed." After being alerted to the incident, United flight attendant moved Dixon to another row and reportedly told her that the airline had contacted local law enforcement. When the man...
You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
When the man bolted to get off of the plane, Dixon claims that he was detained and escorted into the airport. When she inquired about what would happen to him, Dixon said the airline refused to tell her and instead gave her $75 of hush money.
Here's $75.
Dixon later learned...
"We understand that the man was pleasuring himself for multiple hours sitting next to you. Here's $75.
Dixon later learned the passenger had been released, and when she called the Chicago Police Department, they told her that they hadn't been alerted to the incident. Officer Michael Carroll said that they received a 911 call from a citizen, not the airline, and that the man in question had already left when an officer arrived at the scene.
It's kind of an anomaly. I'm in charge of the spanking division, and I haven't heard anything."
A spokesperson for United said that they are investigating the matter to learn more about what happened. This isn't the first time that passengers have claimed they've witnessed inappropriate behavior on a flight. In May, a woman said that a man sitting next to her on the Southwest flight from Las Vegas to Philadelphia pleasured himself during the duration of the trip and that she had to tweet the airline to alert them of the situation.
You know, it kills me because they can notice if your chair isn't like a quarter of an inch up all the way.
Yeah.
Here's a guy pounding away and no one mentions it.
And she didn't wake up her boyfriend.
What about the guy across the aisle?
I don't know.
It's not like you're in a bubble.
All right. Here's an interesting story. Now, this was as of Thursday, and I don't know what the follow-up on this was, but a man's right forearm was severed after he crashed his motorcycle and was thrown over 300 feet early Thursday morning in a drag racing incident in Tom's River. And listen, at the time of the story, his limb had still not been found. They never found his arm.
So wow.
I'm curious as to what the case was. A guy named Ronald Varnsdale from Tom's River survived the crash after Police Sergeant Ed Mooney applied a tourniquet where the arm was lost just below his right bicep and was able to stop the bleeding.
Jesus.
Varnsdale was flown to Jersey Shore University Medical Center where emergency surgery was performed. He was in the intensive care unit in stable condition. I got an email from a guy who's friends with this guy and said they couldn't find the arm.
"What's that in your mouth, buddy? Come on, give me that. Come on, give me that."
Witnesses told police that multiple motorcycles were drag racing when Varnsdale crashed. His motorcycle was found over 760 feet from where the crash occurred.
How's he not dead?
That's crazy. His severed limb was not found. Anyone who witnessed the accident or found the limb is asked to call the police. Isn't that crazy?
I found a limb. Maybe I'll give him a call.
An Indiana man who poured a bag of flour over the head of a 68-year-old woman shopping at Walmart was arrested yesterday for the brazen attack, which video of the man streamed live online. Investigators charge that Philip Leon Weaver snuck up behind the victim Wednesday morning as she was shopping for her grandchildren.
Don't they call that antiquing?
Weaver announced on his broadcast of the attack via Facebook Live, it's going down.
Oh, so he was being funny.
Yeah. After dousing the woman, Weaver tossed the 5-pound bag of flour and fled the Walmart. Weaver subsequently posted video of the sneak attack along with the caption, pouring flour on lady's head. So he got real creative with the headline there.
He's brilliant.
Steve, it's antiquing. You generally do that to someone you know.
Yeah, not some old woman in a supermarket.
Weaver, who has previously filmed pranks in the store, was arrested Thursday afternoon, is facing criminal mischief, battery, and theft charges. He was also hit with a separate gun theft count. While the elderly victim was not injured in the flower attack, she was upset and crying while being interviewed by police.
They should put him in a holding cell with assless chaps and then turn him around and go, yeah, it's going down.
Weaver has posted prior filmed Walmart pranks to his Instagram page and on Facebook, where he has reported, quote, I've been high 5 years straight.
Sounds like quite an entertainer.
Here's another great story while we were off. I'm sure you guys saw this. Philadelphia police say current or former employees at an insectarium stole over $40,000 worth of rare insects, sex, and reptiles.
I couldn't believe the dollar amount associated with this theft, but some super rare, and apparently a super venomous insect.
Authorities say the suspect stole about 90% of the animals at the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion on August 22nd and possibly other days. Police say that staff uniforms were found stabbed into a wall with knives. Police are searching the three suspects' homes for the animals, but no arrests have been made. They say some of the insects, including a Mexican fireleg tarantula, have been returned. And they believe that the animals were stolen to be resold. The organization has started a fundraising campaign to help replace the missing insects. Insectarium officials say that they hope to restock their collection in time for the Philadelphia Oddities Expo that's coming up in November.
I hope the Stoogearium is shoring up their security.
Yeah. How about this story? A West Virginia TV news meteorologist has been charged with misdemeanor battery after a physical altercation with another anchor at the same station. Anchor Erica Bivens of Charleston, West Virginia local station WSAV accused on-air weather forecaster Chelsea Ambriz of shoving her to the ground. Bivens said she suffered a ruptured eardrum and skull fracture during the altercation.
This wasn't on air, was it?
No, the fight started at a local bar after Bivens accused Ambriz of hitting on her husband. Oh, Ambriz,
hey, weather whore.
The report said then became irate and began to shove Bivens, causing them both to fall to the ground near the bar. Ambriz has since told friends that she's been suspended by the station. Neither woman has been on air since the incident occurred nearly a week ago. And a representative for the station said that it is aware of the matter and is conducting an internal investigation, but it has no further comment at this time.
Later on, they went back to the office and sang, gonna find my
baby. Yeah. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning.
It's insane.
We are excited because our next guest is here with a great prize and to tell us a little bit more about the motivation behind this. And we told you that Dunkin' Donuts has our emoji code today.
Yes.
Casey came up with the code, and it is available now on our social media platforms. It will be up to you to decipher what that code is. Later on, we'll ask for a designated caller to try to get through and identify what it is. And if you can and you are the designated caller, then you win tickets to Thursday night Eagles home opener. Pretty sweet deal. So we'd like to welcome the senior field marketing manager of Dunkin' Donuts. She's a friend of ours. We have Jackie McKee, Jackie Keown, who is here this morning. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
We're awesome. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the tickets.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet to be giving those away today.
We're excited to kick off Eagle season.
And you guys are doing something special, and that's one of the reasons that you're here today, to get it right from you, exactly what people are going to get on game days this football season.
Yeah, so we are excited to kick off the season, and we've got a great game day offer. It's been hugely popular last year, so we're bringing it back this year. So DD Perks members can receive $1 hot or iced coffee on Eagles game days.
Nice.
A buck. And all you have to be is a DD you have Perks. Your Perks member,
just
okay?
Be a Perks
and
member
you have
in.
An app, too, right?
Yep.
So how do you become a DD Perks member?
You just go to DD.com and DD Perks.com, and you sign up, and you become a member, and It's as easy as that. You get special offers. And when the Eagles win, which we know will be on a weekly basis,
yes,
you also get our Eagles win offer, and you get a $1 medium hot or iced coffee. So you win either way.
That's very cool.
Excellent. I love it. And you brought a whole bunch of stuff this morning with you, which is cool. So
yeah,
thanks for all the donuts and the goodies.
So we have a special donut this year to celebrate the Eagles. It's called the Philly Special, and we think it's going to be a huge fan favorite.
All right. What is the Philly Special?
The Philly Special is a vanilla iced donut with green sprinkles, and it's delicious.
Awesome. All right. So you got the right colors and everything. Now let me ask you something. With the artwork that you can do on top of the donuts, how long in advance, if you wanted to do that for like a party or an event, how long does it take to get that done if you want to throw something together?
So not all of our stores do that, but the stores that do that, you just go in, order it a couple days in advance, and they'll be ready for your Eagles game day celebration.
It's pretty cool.
And Jackie brought in some with the Preston and Steve logo on it and so on, so you can ask about custom work that being done at certain Dunkin'
Donuts.
Many
of our stores are offering custom donuts, so it's a great opportunity for birthday parties, Eagles games, all kinds of celebrations.
That's excellent. So, most important thing is you go to ddperks.com and you can get signed up and you can be a Perks member, basically.
Yep.
And then you'll get special deals throughout the year.
Throughout the year.
And this one
All
in particular.
Eagle season. Yep.
And this one in particular happens on game days, and you'll be able to get a $1 hot or iced coffee, I believe.
Correct. Dollar Excellent. Medium hot or iced coffee.
You know why this works, Preston? Because perks, and then perks is in percolating coffee.
Oh, I get it.
It's just amazing.
It's incredible.
According
it's
to my app, so guys, good. Today there's a 100% chance of dunking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Open up my DD Perks.
Maybe it's
app,
with all the humidity and everything. Yeah. It has to
it
do
turns
with that.
Out I'm a Perks member myself, but you know, we get a little gratis thing here all the time. So.
Well, Steve, you do get
it's kind of our hookup. Partners.
You get a free coffee when you sign up for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken advantage of that.
Well, thank you for being here, Jackie.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate the love. So keep listening, and you need to go look at our accounts right now and see if you can figure out what the emoji code is. And with all this Dunkin' love, I have $50 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
What?
Right now. Yeah, what? Well, we'll take caller number 12 at 215-263-WMMR, and we will give you that gift card. Thank you, Jackie, for being here this morning. Good luck calling in now. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay this off.
Whether social.
Hey, welcome in.
Or anti-social.
Hey, get out.
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
By the way, did everybody notice how bronzed Kathy looks after this weekend?
Bronzed.
She's bronzed. Yeah. You got a cool lipstick tone?
In the sun a lot, or is it just your lipstick?
No, in the sun. Yesterday, it was beautiful yesterday. Spent the day at the pool. Pool day.
Oh, man.
I was so sad leaving.
Why is the pool closing?
Yeah,
they shut down this.
Yeah, you know what? They said that they were going to stay open this weekend if it was nice, but it looks like it's probably going to be in the 70s and not really all that sunny this weekend. So I don't think that they're going to open. So in that case,
I don't get that. I mean, you're due a couple. Most of September is absolutely swimmable, as they say.
Yeah, you know what? They do a
I don't know who they are, but some people must say that.
The pool that we go to, they do a really good job of, you know, opening a few weekends after Labor Day. But I think with, you know, the kids going back to college and stuff, it's hard to stay.
Oh, okay. All right. You're just looking at general attendance drops. But otherwise, you could keep the pool open, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but and that was never a thing back when I was growing up. You know, the pool closed Labor Day weekend. That's it. You know, I don't care how hot it is, you know, the week or 2 weeks afterward. That was it. That was the end of it. And I do like that idea of, hey, all right, well, let's just kind of take a look at the temperature here and you know.
But I guess they got to count on people being able to work, and they need to put a deadline on work is going to end here.
Yeah, when I was working those pools, it was a lot of high school people and then teachers.
Yeah.
Teachers were the managers of the swim.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys can come over to my house. Pool's going to stay open for a while.
Till October.
Well, how long? Like till October, right?
Yeah.
First or second week.
We'll go through the rest of this month.
I mean, the water's been warmed up anyway. Yeah. So you might as well do it.
I have a heater privilege.
Heater privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've looked into it.
I think I'm going to get one too.
I think you should have a Thanksgiving dinner pool party. I don't think
we'll hold it that long.
Yeah. No, I mean, like,
don't get in the hot tub, but
because you've always
float turkeys in the
no,
you've always talked about how much you love Thanksgiving so much.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want it to do it just once a year.
Oh.
I know. I waited too long. We're too close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
now.
And I was getting too close. I should have done it back in July.
That's when you do it.
I always forget about that. I need to put that in my like calendar.
Well, here's what we're gonna do.
Do it.
Let's do it on air. Let's have a full turkey dinner on air, like halfway to the point, like in June or July.
Tough to enjoy early in the morning, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wouldn't. Hey, you know what? They do
just don't eat for the week before it.
They do Christmas in July. Why not Thanksgiving in June?
Maybe.
Good.
Yeah. We'll look into these things. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about this semi-controversy thing that happened at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yes.
I didn't see this.
Yeah,
It was 8 hours long. Well, Ariana Grande sang, and I don't know if this happened before or after a performance. I think it was afterwards.
Yes.
And, the reverend at the time, there were several different church officials that came up and spoke and said things throughout the course of this whole thing.
This guy was a bishop.
He was a bishop?
That's what they said, yeah.
Okay, so he put his arm around her, Kathy, to welcome her up onto the stage. She's so tiny, and he's a taller guy, and his arm reached around her waist. He was holding her high up on the waist. And I think he got his hand up on a little side boob.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, this is it.
But you'll see, she's
kind of keeping her distance a little bit from him. And
Right.
So he has apologized. I think he apologized before it even became a really big thing.
I don't think he was attempting to grab some knocker in front of all those people.
Yeah.
But it was the way he pulled her in, and she noticeably looked down like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your hand off my boob.
I'm sorry for touching your boobie.
When something like that happens, I will immediately say something.
They're touching your boob.
Yes, please stop touching my breast. No, if I accidentally brush up against someone's boob, I will say something, because we take pictures here all the time in the studio, and we have listeners come in, and we all kind of put our arms around each other, and every now and then I'll get like an elbow or something like that. I'm like, oh my God, I just rubbed into your boob. I'm sorry. I'll make sure that I get it out in the open immediately.
So to that point, when I put my arm around someone in a picture situation like that, if it's a woman, I will sort of close up my hand a little bit. So I'm not just a little bit. So it's, I'm drawing my fingers and about waist level. I'll reach up high to the shoulder.
I always go shoulder.
Right.
I'm tall, so usually
but everything else in between is, I think, no man's land.
I don't do the waist thing.
Well, and listen, you don't ever need to wrap around, ever.
You don't.
In a picture.
Just
the
touch
hand
the
can
back.
Stay flat on the back. Marissa and I talk about it all the time. We're like, okay, we got a one that wrapped around. Like, they'll come in on the waist or even higher like this. Like, there's no need for that. Just place your hand on the back.
Kath, we take pictures in the studio all the time, and I'm always next to you. What do I do? I have no idea.
You put your hand on my shoulder, and then you pat me.
Okay.
Up and down.
After every picture, and he says, good job, Kathy.
Casey is...
Every single time.
Casey is a patter.
Yeah.
He pats your back.
Uh-huh.
When we do it, but you do it to me, too.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah, you just sit there, even while we're waiting and smiling, well, you'll pat.
He's just a toucher.
Yeah.
He's a toucher.
But it's a warm, unobtrusive touch.
No, yeah. It's
like when you...
For people who want it.
Yeah. When I'm with guys or taking pictures... I put my arm up around, hey, like, buddy, you know.
Yeah.
So if we're taking a picture, I don't want it to. I want them to have a picture where we're it's friendly. It looks like because we are close. So you're listening. You're supporting the show. We want blah blah blah.
Sure,
but it's
not inappropriate what I'm doing then.
No, it's bro like.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
The cheese
bro
curl is what's inappropriate.
Like, he acts like I'm a dude.
Yeah, but how often would you say you inadvertently grab boob?
Not that often.
All right.
Not that often.
Every
you made
listener.
Me just think of something. One time I was a girl that I gave a hug to as in, you know, see you later type of thing. And this was years and years ago. And she's like, you hugged me like a grandmother. And I was like, what?
Well, you get back here then.
What did that mean?
And I was kind of interested in this girl too. And I was like, well, I just killed that. What do you mean I hug you like a grandmother?
What did it mean? Do you know?
I think maybe I do a little pat on the back.
Right.
So maybe that's maybe that was very grandmotherly to
you. You gave her $5 for a good report.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I forgot about that.
All right.
And here you go.
Steve, I had
and
done...
And I made you some snickerdoodle.
I had done something last year, and as I was in the process of doing it, I was like, oh, this is a terrible idea. But you know the old bro hug, right?
Yes,
Preston, if you want to describe it, You go, it's you know, like one handshake, and you bring it in like that.
Yes.
So I did that with a girl.
Oh, okay? So you shoulder felt her up?
No. The back of my hand went straight into her boob.
Okay, yeah.
Right, yeah. I didn't know. I was like, boom.
Yeah, you do your nipple. Your right nipple touches that. I didn't realize that.
It was like
just now.
The second it started touching, I was like, oh. It was like slow motion. I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
And it was like a congratulatory. She was in a band. She just come off, and she like crushed it. She was the lead guitarist. So I was like, "Great job, dude!"
Now you got to watch it. How did she react?
I don't think it was all in my head. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like I, you know,
you were
especially in today's,
it wasn't intentional
in today's climate. I'm like, "Oh now, god, damn it!"
I will have to admit, Kathy and all her perceived prissiness, which is not all true. Will, posing with pictures, you put your boobs right on people, or at least you do.
I'm always feeling I'm always residually because Kathy's standing next to me, so the back of my arm is always feeling her up.
You turn a little bit sideways. That's why. And stand up, Kate.
Okay.
And so we'll get this, which is me. You can see my right boob is clearly on Kathy.
Right, okay.
Are you guys aware of? Like, all right, so because if my bird was touching something or somebody, I would be aware. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's... Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking at, Steve, your elbows on Kathy's boob.
Almost, it's just where my arm falls. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not your fault.
Yeah.
At all.
Now, however, though, we talked about this. I spent about 4 or 5 minutes feeling up your wife, thinking that her boob was her arm. We were at the police lodge, the old one, and it was dark. And I'm, you know, like I was like, hey, you know, and I kept what I thought was her arm, and she goes, you know, you're touching my boob, and I'm like, oh my god!
Listen, sometimes they just get in the way.
I mean, no boob sticks out that far.
My wife and her. Ample bosom.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were walking the dogs through our neighborhood, and I said we're walking, but you know we live in a golf course community, and I see some guys on one of the tee boxes, and they're just staring at us as we're walking by. And I'm like, oh,
hey,
they recognize old Preston Elliott.
Preston
and Steve show. And Rochelle's kind of she was walking with the dog, and so she was kind of trotting a little bit. And I'm like, oh, no,
yes,
it was her knockers.
They're not looking at you, Press. Not at all. Let me go to Tim. Hi, Tim. You're on the air. Good morning.
Everyone has AIDS.
Oh, my
God. AIDS.
Wow. That's from Team America World Police. What's up, Tim?
Well, when I was in church a few years back, I was practicing a play that we were doing for Easter. And the minister's wife was standing in for one of the parts. And I was supposed to put my arm around her and, you know, and just play the part, what have you, and I accidentally felt up her butt.
Oops. And
yeah, minister's wife. Terrible.
Did you just let it go, and maybe she didn't notice?
We have a sinner here! A fornicator right here!
I let it go, immediately apologized. I was like, oh my God, so sorry. And she said, oh, no problem.
Well, there you go.
So, I kind of liked it. It was pretty awful, but it worked out.
I kind of liked it, yeah. Do it again.
Yeah.
Thanks. How many times do you think, Marissa's down lower.
Yes.
I've had inadvertent.
She has bumped her crotch. Face into my crotch so many times that it's
not
just
even crazy.
Funny. She's so tiny.
Yeah. When she limbos under your nutsack.
My God. Let me go next to Greg. And Greg just hung up. So he accidentally...
The limboing under the nutsack was his story.
Well, he was driving a car, and I guess he slammed on the brakes, and he reached over to the right instinctively to help cushion the blow.
Right.
And I guess full-on grabbed, you know, the person's boobs next to him.
In this day and age, with the safety, with the harnesses the way they are, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, but I guess he...
It's a reflexive...
Instinctively did that, so... I would imagine there are people that get that regularly, that accidentally get felt up or accidentally feel other people up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are just certain things, I think, predominantly, Kathy. So when you're taking a picture of someone's standing next to you, a guy standing around, do you prefer, like, if they're going to put their arm around to the shoulder, to the back, open palm, closed fist?
I mean,
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. What do you like?
Yeah, sort of like that. No, just don't wrap it around. There's no reason to wrap around, whether it's the shoulder, the waist.
Don't wrap
area,
around.
Don't wrap around.
All right, guys. Don't wrap around.
Marissa?
And don't squeeze.
Don't squeeze.
Squeeze. That's right. Just for there just to hang out. Yeah. I feel up, Casey and Kathy, I need to know if you guys know this.
What was that threesome we had?
Figure it was time to tell everybody. No, every time I get a pedicure, my toes hit the girl's
boobs. Oh, yeah. When she, like, leans in to,
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Casey, you get pedicures regularly.
That never happens.
That doesn't happen?
She stays away from those things.
Is she large-breasted?
No.
Okay, maybe
I'll take
why.
The large-breasted woman, please. Pang, this gentleman wants you.
I don't do pedicures, but I used to go to salons to get my hair done, especially when I had longer hair.
You had Mrs. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Mrs. Pennsylvania one time. But throughout the years, though, that was always wonderful because they had to lean all over you.
Yeah.
At points during the appointment, and I relished that.
You're not doing anything wrong. You just simply have to.
It's just nice.
Getting your hair washed when I had hair and that whole thing lean. It was nice. Yeah. It was a nice thing.
That's a nice thing for them
to do. It's a nice thing.
Steve, my cousin goes to, he also shaves his head, but he'll go to the salon and they'll just massage his head.
Really?
Yeah, like he gives them a tip. They let him come in.
Yeah. I've never had that.
Yeah.
Huh. And I like a good scalp massage, but you know what? Like, it's hard to find a place that will razor shave your head.
Yeah.
Shaving Grace will do it, but not a lot of others.
Somebody says I was felt up by Stitch at Disney World.
Ugh.
Put arm around my waist and squeeze. You know, you're right about the squeezing thing, though, Marissa. I've even just, just posing for a picture. I've had people, just
pull you in.
Absolutely just like, whoa, that's too much. I know you're excited, maybe. I don't know, but that's.
There's no need for it.
I like the pictures to look, more friendly. I don't like it to look like a crime scene photo where you're standing around a chalk outline. Yeah. But some, sometimes people miscall the proximity.
Yeah,
you got to respect the space.
Did you think that the guy, the bishop, looked a little bit creepy? Or
he didn't look creepy. Who looked creepy was Bill Clinton as he was watching Ariana Grande. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh my God!
Well, wait, the picture or the video?
The video.
Okay,
he's looking.
It's great. So good.
Because she wore. Some people thought her skirt was inappropriately short.
It was above the knee.
So it was like
for a funeral.
No need for that.
Some people
right. Yeah. But Clinton, Bill Clinton, sitting there like hot spit.
I thought it was a little creepy. I really did. It's like you know where your hand is.
What's that? Oh, it was on his crotch.
What are you talking
about? We're watching video. Or
Casey's talking about the bishop.
He's talking about the bishop.
Okay. The bishop. Okay.
Yeah.
But I just like people do that. They'll wrap around like that, and
that's a cheap feel.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I think though Preston's right about the bishop being much taller and she was shorter. So he went in, but there's a point at which you can see the fingers, Kathy, as he's around like this doing this, like.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
I'm not feeling. I want to feel a little bit more booby.
Let me go to a couple of calls here. I'm going to go to Dan. Dan, you, sir, are on the air. Good morning.
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
Good. What's up, man?
So when I go to the dentist, my dentist is very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
She happens to use my forehead as a breast table.
No way. Where's your dentist and what's her name? And she
works at the
patients.
Purple Orchid.
Oh, I couldn't make that up if I tried.
No kidding. So you must have the finest clean teeth in the Delaware Valley.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just nubs. They've been worn down from
Maybe she just cares about your dental hygiene so much, he'll keep coming back.
I'm just going to put my breath on you and take care of this gingivitis.
I'm
going
to go to Eric next. Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, sir. What's up?
All right. So in high school, I was in theater a lot, and we had a scene and I accidentally full-on grabbed my co-star's breast, grabbed it. And, she, ran off. I was like, oh, my God, what happened? I was like, I'm sorry. And in theater, in the background of a scene, to make it look like you're talking to somebody else without actually talking. talking, you're supposed to mouth the word watermelon over and over again.
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Yes. Yeah, so now the running joke is, I grabbed her watermelon. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I got your watermelon. And that was just the running joke the whole time. Was,
so wait a minute. Hang on. Let's back up. Was this part of the play you had to grab her boob?
No, no. It was a complete accident on stage.
Okay.
Like, I did not mean to. It was not. It was like, well, just one of those in the moment things. I accidentally, like, when I went to hug her, I got just full on breath. She was a very voluptuous woman.
Okay.
And it was an accident. But later on, this is good too. I'll just throw this in here. That same woman that I grabbed her breast, she was in another scene with my best friend, and she accidentally grabbed his, now we call it the banana. And so my girlfriend was the stage manager, and she goes to her after the whole thing, she goes, so was it big? I'm like, oh my God, will you please stop talking about this?
Wow.
Well, that's why so many people get into theater, obviously, because you can innocently feel each other up and apply fruit names to them. You're livid when it happens, you know. A lot of times, like if I've ever had it, like a nut brush from a woman, you know, it's like I was unaware of it. You know, it's like you're jockeying to take a picture and you get brushed. But I think Marissa had one with me. I think a while, right? Well, there was one with me. Yeah, and it was like I didn't even know until you brought it up.
No, there's like weird space in a photo. So if you stand too far away, then it looks like you're outside of the group. So you kind of have to get close. And I mean, I'm not that big, but they bump into people.
There you go.
Let me see. There's a few other calls here. Accidental grabs. It's Bill who's next. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, Bill?
So one day me and my wife and her friend and all our kids were out getting ice cream and we went to leave. And I haven't seen her friend in a while, so she gave me a big hug. But we were on different levels of steps. And when I went to give her a hug, I grabbed her butt fully, totally by accident. And when I immediately realized what happened, I said, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And she said, oh, no problem. My husband hasn't given me any in a while anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Happened to be a friend of Kathy's, by any chance?
Thanks, Bill.
I'll tell you that, Preston, I had that same thing happen where I was going to leave. I stepped down a step. So one leg was up on a higher step, and the person came in for a hug. Mm-hmm. And I had full junk on their leg as their, you know. Like,
oops.
Yeah, and I'm like, I would have stepped down one more if you'd given me a second. And now you can't help but look like you're, oh, Jesus.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. It's
I'm going to do this old step trick where I can rub my junk on someone.
It can be a quick little accident that that happens, and it can be a little bit on the embarrassing.
It's incredibly embarrassing.
Let's go for Harry next. Hi, Harry. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up, Harry?
Good. So I was getting a tattoo back in December on my left arm, and the tattoo artist was very well endowed. And mm-hmm. as she laid my arm down and proceeded to put the sketch out on my arm, she laid her breast right in the palm of my hand and then just did my tattoo.
In the palm of your hand.
In the palm of my hand. And I just kind of, okay, just let it sit there for a couple hours while my wife was sitting next to me.
Wow.
Just got my tattoo and thanks. Have a good day.
I know the way you're probably seated. So your arm is extended out. She's working on your arm, and so she is.
Her just leaned over. With
right.
The rest, right in the palm of my hand. The best part was it was a Christmas present for my wife.
There you go. Yeah.
And never.
That was great.
And she never said anything. Sorry.
Never said a word.
Wow.
Not a word. I kind of looked at her like, well, okay.
Is this okay?
Right on going and. Did my tattoo.
Yeah, why not?
It was great.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank heaven for little bonuses like that, I guess, man. Well, the guy was catching a little bit of flack. He's apologized. I have no idea if she's responded to that or not.
Yeah, I don't think she has, but I'm sure she's fine with it. It was just, you know, he apologized. Yeah. But it's one of those things that's immortalized because there is that telltale moment where she raises her arm and looks down like, dude.
I'm looking at a picture of right now, and I'm like, man, you know, video and things that circulate now are just so scrutinized.
Yes, they get the Zapruder treatment.
That could just have been a passing little, you know, I'm not paying attention. You're on kind of the world stage here for this very important event and not realize where your hand might be.
I mean, when Clinton dropped trowel, that was obvious. That was something that was just inappropriate.
And when it's frozen in a picture, and it looks a lot weirder and different. There was a picture of Bill Belichick a couple of years ago after he had won the Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And he was kissing his daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they froze that in a picture. Yeah. And it looks like he's making out with his daughter.
I remember that.
It's a frozen picture.
It's a frozen picture. Yeah. It's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it looked creepy, but it was just a flash of a second in time. So
I love my daughter.
We're looking at her right now.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Anyhow, that was kind of making the rounds over the weekend. We need to take a break, and we need to give you some Dunkin' Donuts love, and we need to remind you about the fact that we have tickets courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts to give away to Thursday's Eagles game against the Falcons. It's the home opener.
It's amazing.
Banner. It's going to be a big deal. And Casey has come up with what we called the emoji code. And it's your mission to decipher this encrypted code. And if you do, just stay by the radio because we are going to ask for a designated caller to identify that code. And if you do it properly, you will win tickets to the game. So we want to get you set for that. Hang on for that. And also keep in mind that at every Eagles game day, you can fuel up at Dunkin' Donuts. The DD Perks members score a medium hot or iced coffee for $1 on every Eagles game day. That includes cold brew. Just use your Perks Enrolled DD card. Join DD Perks today. And I can give away a $50 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts right now.
Nice.
Caller number 6 at 215-263-WMMR. We will take care of you. We're going to break. We'll be back in just a moment. More of the A to Z in the L's. That's where we are. And that's all courtesy of Fred Beans. We'll be back in just a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. What better way to get back into the swing of things than with a relaxing massage or rejuvenating facial? With 50 locations right in this area, you're sure to find a relaxing spa experience. Introductory services are just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready for love? Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go. Check out his Ready for Love Diamond Engagement Ring collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free. All at the perfect price. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, gang, it's Preston. Listen, these days, you know how it is. You can get practically everything you want on demand. I mean, it's like our podcast. You listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. But did you know that you can even get postage on demand? Hey, all you need is Stamps.com. What is that? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, with Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office and do it right from your desk. All available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just click, you print, you mail, and you're done, my friend. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale so you can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every single time. Here's what you got to do to get it all, gang. Right now, use Gadzooks for a special free offer. They have a 4-week trial that includes postage and the digital scale. So don't wait on this. You want to check it out now. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word Gadzooks. Once again, that's stamps.com and enter Gadzooks. Check this out.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Nick at J.D. McGillicuddy's in Manioc Thursday night. Your chance to win Eagles tickets. We're going to give away our tickets that we have today in a little while, so stay close to that with the emoji code. But Nick's going to be out from 7 to 9. J.D. McGillicuddy's in Manioc along with Bud Light Thursday night huddle, correct?
Yes, sir. We did a bunch of these last year. They're a lot of fun. If you can't make it to the game itself on Thursday night, it's a great way to come out, hang out with me, the MM Army, and we'll be watching the game at the bar.
I got an email. It says, Gadzooks, thank you guys for doing the segment on Casey's Heroes. It came at a time when I was doubting people's ability to be civil with each other. It really did a lot for me to hear so many good stories. And I just emailed the store about great customer service I experienced over the week.
There you go.
Thanks for inspiring me to do that. And please do more of Casey's Heroes. Have an awesome day. It's from Justine Speck. So I'm going to take this opportunity. I realized that I may have been a less than courteous customer.
Really?
Oh, no.
And I'd like to apologize to the person. Now, I wasn't flat out rude or a dick or anything like that, but I should have gone back to this person.
What did you do?
Well, over the weekend, we're escape room crazy in my family. We did three over the weekend alone.
The hell?
We did two in Reading, and then we did one last minute yesterday in Westchester. And we went to this place called Escape Westchester. And so we, when you do escape rooms, you can either, you can have the exclusive room to yourself with just your party, or other people can join in. A lot of times, you know, there were six of us, and there's room for 10 in a lot of these, and three other people had joined in at the last minute. And we're like, okay, we're going to be with strangers.
Do you pay,
it's less than ideal, but
do you pay a premium price to have just your group?
You can.
Okay.
Unless you go to this place called Expedition Escape locally, and they're exclusive no matter the size of your group at all.
Okay.
They're the only place that does that. So anyhow, we're at this place, Escape Westchester, or is it Westchester Escape? But anyway.
All right.
And so these other three people are brought up. I met the gal who was going to be our room master, or game master, if you will. And we're getting ready to go into the room to get locked in there. And I said, oh, I should introduce, you know, get your guys' names and introduce myself to you. Those, I go, hi, I'm Preston. And the gal that works there, she's like, I thought that was you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's me. And
did you smack her?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I kind of downplayed it like we were just walking into the room and I didn't want to make a thing about it before we start working together on this room. And I didn't want to be a distraction or anything like that. Or the other fact that those people didn't give a damn who I was.
They don't care.
Right. I didn't want to say, I'm on the radio, don't worry about it, blah, 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 blah.
I'm Glenn Kleena.
Jeez. That's an old name.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I figured they'd be safe.
So we go in and we do the room, and I meant to go back to her later and say, I'm sorry.
But you didn't, did you?
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And I didn't. And also at the end of it, too, my sons were kind of bickering at each other, and she was in there, and I know she overheard me say something along the lines of, I just want you both to shut up right now. I want you to shut your mouth.
Shut it. I just shut your mouth.
So here I am. Also,
I could have ended you both with condoms.
Here I am also being a dick father, and she's witnessing, wow, that Preston Elliott's a
jerk. I don't know why I listen to this jerk off.
So I don't remember her name.
Oh my God.
So I apologize, and I should have come over and said, thank you for listening. And it bothered me the rest of the day. And I was going to call back, but I didn't know if they were still open. It was later in the day on Labor Day, so I didn't.
Listen.
So I'm apologizing now.
You're kind of throwing it out there. Hopefully she gets the message. Because, listen, you fear you might have made a less than stellar impression and you want to try to make amends.
And she knew who I was. She listened to the show, and I shouldn't have been that way, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is Preston's apologies.
Preston's apologies.
Yes.
There's another
thing. Preston, I get the, because I actually did an escape room on Saturday. Yeah,
right.
Saturday down in Cape May.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, me and my kids and another family and their kids. We were all together, and I... Those things can get pretty tense at times.
They can.
And
do emotions run high?
Well,
they can.
What happens is everybody gets excited.
Yes.
And when something gets unlocked, everybody like runs to what's being unlocked, whether it be a drawer or a bag or a safe or whatever. And kids tend to reach into whatever's
ruin
being
it.
Unlocked.
Those little bastards.
Now they get grabbing.
Okay.
Everybody
could screw up something.
Well, it's just rude.
It's
yes.
rude
to grab something out of someone else's hand, and you have to go, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, let some, everybody needs to contribute here. And it can't, and if you disagree with someone on like a code or something like that, there can be tensions.
Yes.
We've learned to overcome it, except my sons were bitching at each other at the end, and I was just like, shut your mouth.
Shut.
I will.
Your mouth.
Nail it shut.
So
shut.
The way I liked, and I've only done three of these escape rooms, and by the way, I'm 0-3.
Ah. Have not escaped one.
Not escaped one.
In fact, you said you had trouble actually getting out of the parking lot.
Yeah, I did. But I had said to the one child that was, because when a kid opens up the drawer.
When the child
opens
the escape room.
When they open up the drawer, you want them to, like, be rewarded. So, like, you're the one who opened the lock. You should be the one who goes in and grabs the things.
Right.
So I was telling them, and I don't think I was being that stern. I'm like, hey, listen, you know, don't grab. You know, let so-and-so get whatever is out of the drawer, blah, blah, blah. And then guess who, by the end of the hour, grabbed something out of the, you know.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, you, and I did it, and I was like, you told, like, at least three kids not to do exactly what you just did.
I know most of them, kids can do it, obviously, with the help of adults or, you know, your parents, but they should do one for
smaller
Which is children.
Kids. Yeah, no, they should, though, where, like, the kids could actually figure it out. Obviously, the parents would have to go in with them, but where they could actually do some of the clues and figure it out.
They can. They can, you know, especially after, like, you do a couple. I'm sure Caroline is probably pretty good at it.
She's gotten good at it. And they also, like, Expedition Escape has one for young kids.
They do.
What is that? Okay. What is that escape scenario?
It's not the list. That's the Christmas one. We've done all their escape rooms, by the way. I forgot what this one. It's like Teddy. It has to do with Teddy Bear.
Bear room at Neverland.
Somebody texted in and said, "Hey, Preston, there's an escape room at the Trap Shopping Center." Yes, we did all of those too.
Did you? Wow.
We're having to branch out now. That's why we went to Reading, because we're doing all of them. We've done
Plymouth Meeting.
We've done about 30 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we haven't done Plymouth Meeting
yet. No, you did.
We're saving that because it's close by.
Oh, is there a different one?
I thought you said there's one at the mall.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there is one. Yes, they just put a new one at the mall. Yeah.
It's three different scenarios.
We're going to do that one later, but there's one by IKEA that we've done as well. So we're...
Wow.
We're addicted.
You are addicted.
It's crazy. Lost Teddy. There you go. That's the name of it. But that's for kids. And
It's
Teddy Kennedy. It's only 30 minutes long, I think, Kathy. So Jace.
Oh, that's
like
good.
That
okay.
All right, I'll drive, kids.
But yeah, we're kind of kooky with that. Somebody texted it should be called Preston's Penance.
Preston's Penance.
So anyhow, I apologize, and I wish I would have come back and said thank you for listening.
And it haunts you, doesn't it? A missed opportunity, but it'll make you think the next time. Listen, we all have moments where we're a little rushed, there's. You know, and you the last thing you want to do is come across as rude.
Hey, I think I speak for everyone here when I say if you see us out somewhere, I mean, maybe not like if we're actually in the active, you know, process
performing
of
CPR.
Performing CPR or like, you know, eating dinner, you know. But like, dude, say hi.
Yes,
we love it.
Say hi.
We want to thank you.
Yeah.
For supporting the show. It means the world to us.
And don't worry about being that guy or that girl or what. Like, no, I want to meet you. I want to say hi and I want to say thank you.
Very good point.
Most definitely. So anyhow, I want to get that out of the way. And that email about Casey's Heroes made me think of that.
No, but to your point. Casey, Preston's not that way. He doesn't want... No,
stay away. Shut up. Stay away.
Did you guys see this offer from NASA? They are offering up $750,000 to scientists and inventors who can come up with a way to turn carbon dioxide into molecules that can be used to produce other things. This is wanted for future missions to Mars. Because there's so much CO2 in the atmosphere.
They're looking for ways to obviously zero in on making a Mars colony useful or possible.
Yep.
I was able to make Miracle Whip into toothpaste, but I don't think they can use that.
You know what? A book I highly recommend that you guys check out. I know you've seen the movie, but I have I listened to the audiobook. Is The Martian?
The Martian, yeah,
it's fantastic.
A lot more rich with information, I would assume. Correct?
Infinitely.
Yeah.
More so than the movie. I was blown away with the movie at how you can use science in certain situations like that. If you do it by the numbers.
But
it goes into much further detail in the book. It's fantastic.
That's what makes it so great. There's a similar movie that deals with the Martian concepts, Preston, where they put them forward. It's not as researched, but Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh,
yeah. Has a lot of...
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, it is. Claus Conquers the Martians.
I need to see that.
The way the Martians are depicted, but one of them, remember the actress Pia Zadora from years ago?
Sure.
She plays one of the Martians.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty accurate.
The goal is to have to bring as little as possible to Mars by being able to use whatever resources are there.
So, like the way he does in the movie, he grows food in his own poop.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And in the book, they send these future Mars excursions, what they call the ascent vehicles. They send them there ahead of time because they can use the CO2 in the atmosphere to make fuel from Mars itself, but it takes years and years and years. It's a very slow process. That's why they send all that stuff ahead of time.
So where are we standing now? Does the article indicate where we still have a projected date of a mission? I know Elon Musk is looking to do similar.
Not in this particular article, Steve, but
we're going back to the moon is the word.
Yeah, they're saying they want to try it. Yeah.
And the sun.
They're going
to. Yeah, they are sending the probe to within a close orbit of the sun.
The CO2 conversion challenge is what it's called,
And it's NASA is going to start asking researchers to focus on converting CO2 to glucose.
Could you see yourself, for example, you know, if you, in any iteration or any possible point in your life, could you see yourself willingly going on what could just be a one-way trip to live on Mars?
Me?
In a colony? Yeah, yeah. No. Do you have any fascination with...
I could do it.
They don't have any escape
rooms. You think you could do it?
Yeah, but
I... You don't have any escape rooms.
No, there would have to be... That would be the ultimate escape room. No, I mean, it would have to be under, like, very specific circumstances.
Yes. It would have to be on Earth.
No. Like, if I didn't have anything here on tethering me to
sure.
this planet, then, yeah, yes.
It
yes,
is it yes. is I mean, fascinating and mm-hmm. interesting, but you know, you're...
My
you,
life as it currently is, no
you,
way.
You cash it all in.
Yeah.
And they've had many, many people sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a great line from the movie Contact with Jodie yeah. Foster, and she's talking to Matthew McConaughey, and he's saying, "You sure you want to do this?" She said, "I think it's worth a human life." He said, "What have you died?" She goes, "I think it's worth a human life to advance humankind
yeah.
this much. Don't you think it's worth one life?" And so some people see it that way. It's
yes.
a tremendous
no,
sacrifice.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? But me. Hell no.
I've got gaming systems.
I got golf to play.
I'm reading this book right now called it's a Short History of Nearly Everything. And this guy called Bill Bryson wrote it. And he wrote A Walk in the Woods. And basically it starts with the magnitude of the universe and shrinks it down. And then, you know, then he goes solar system and then Earth. And then how much does the Earth weigh?
He goes the other way.
He starts at the Big Bang and then works his way back down. But the reason I'm bringing it up now is that there are so many things that have been discovered in recent history
yeah.
that are staggering that we sort of take for granted now. But, like, you know, Pluto was not discovered that long ago. And the amount of empty space in our solar system alone is astronomically huge. And all of these things, like these mini planets, like they're discovering all of the time new moons in our solar system.
Astrologically huge. But relatively tiny.
Tiny.
Minuscule.
Yes. And it just points out how small we are, how small the solar system is, and certainly
Marissa,
how massive the Marissa
how little she is.
Shortest one on the show.
Have you ever seen this thing called The Power of 10?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's a YouTube video, right?
You can scroll in and out of it manually. It's not a video.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different thing.
And it goes from...
Oh, it's The Power of Love by Huey Lewis. I'm sorry.
That's a great song.
It is a good song, man. Yeah.
That from Back to the Future.
Yeah. You don't need money and you don't need fame.
You don't need anything to ride on this train.
No, or a credit card.
You skipped the line.
The mind boggles, Preston.
To ride on this train.
Yeah.
There's quays on times. But I just change your life.
It's the power of 10.
Of 10.
Of 10.
Right.
Anyway.
I digress.
You can go from, you know, our perception of how we are right now
yes.
relatively to each other. You can scroll out and see how big things get, but you can also go small all the way down to things like subatomic particles and quarks and weird things like that. It's mind-blowing.
You'd like this book, then. I'll bring it in for you when I'm done reading it in 3 or 4 years, because that's how long it's going to take me.
Right. It's astonishing.
So anyhow, NASA is looking to see if anybody can come up with a way to change CO2 into other things.
I think that we as a show could probably do it.
Yeah.
We made Brillo spark in a microwave, so why not?
That means that our whole solar system could be like one tiny atom in the fingernail of some other giant being. That means that one tiny atom in my fingernail could be
one little tiny universe.
Wait, can I buy some pot from you?
I just saw that scene in something else.
Ant-Man,
thank you.
You know what? You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, in the second Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They reference it.
I finally saw Ant-Man over the weekend. The second Ant-Man. Yeah, there we
go. What else I have for you? I guess we're kind of...
Where are we?
We are in the junk drawer.
Are we?
Well, you're not the noticer. This is junk drawer.
Nah,
you didn't notice this.
It totally is.
Don't even pretend.
Let me find something else here for you. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers about the potential dangers of eating food prepared with liquid nitrogen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what about the like these Dots ice creams?
I don't know.
Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots. No, that's different. That's, while they may have been prepared like that, they're not kept like that. So what they're talking about is dragon's breath. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. They sell them right in the mall.
Yeah, there's the
like a kiosk.
Philadelphia Premium Outlets has a kiosk.
Yeah.
So it's a big boardwalk thing as well.
I thought that was freaky from the get-go. I always thought there might have been a medical issue with that.
Yeah, so the FDA says eating food such as ice cream, cereal, or cocktails prepared by adding liquid nitrogen can cause serious injury, including internal organ damage.
Now, I will occasionally, if I've been mowing the lawn, I'll come in and I'll drink some liquid nitrogen.
Oh, just to cool yourself off.
Just to cool myself off.
So quick. The FDA said that inhaling the vapor released by a food or drink prepared by adding liquid nitrogen immediately before consumption may also cause breathing difficulty, especially among individuals with asthma. Most recently, the novelty snacks that have liquid nitrogen added just before consumption. That's what they mean. It's like right when you add it.
Right.
The dragon's breath effect takes place. So it's, you know, the vapor comes out of your nose and out of your mouth.
But
obviously, and they tell you to be careful because it's super duper cold as soon as you put it in your mouth. And you can't let it sit in one spot for too long or it can burn you. From cold.
Have you ever done the suppositories for the dragon farts?
No.
They are wild.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. Dragon farts.
I think you just came up with a whole new industry.
Okay. So a little bit different.
I stole your suggestion.
Right. Yeah. That's what happened. But along the same lines of freezing, I still do the cryotherapy every once in a while. And
okay. Are you noticing long-term benefit from that?
I mean, it helps me, like, when I start to have, back pain, I'll do it. And it does, I don't know about long-term, but temporarily, like, if it's bad and I go, it definitely helps with it. But I actually have them, so the first time I did it, I was at a certain level in the chamber, and I kind of felt like a little bit in my lungs the next couple of days. So now when I go, I have them raise me just a little bit higher than they normally would so that my face is completely out and I'm not breathing any of it in.
Aren't you naked when you're in that?
Yes, but they don't raise me that high.
Okay, like I mean, honestly, your boobs aren't above
dancing
it.
in a cold chamber now.
Well, I wasn't naked in that. I was wearing underwear.
Yeah, you can wear underwear if you want. You don't have
to. Didn't it freeze to you?
No, the underwear didn't freeze.
Not to me, but I thought maybe it would get like crispy.
No.
That's my underwear.
Unless it's wet.
Yeah, unless you go in with wet underwear.
Well, I mean
who doesn't,
isn't everybody's underwear always wet?
Does it matter if I piss myself? I just freshly pissed myself in the car. That's not an issue, is it?
I did for the first time, though, go with no bra on. Usually I'll wear a bra, but I didn't last time, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah? Okay.
Without being indelicate.
I know. No, it was fine. Yeah, okay. It was fine.
There's my question.
Your nipples must have been like spear guns.
Right.
No, I put the wool gloves kind of on them.
You put wool gloves?
You know how you wear the gloves?
Yeah.
So I kind of like held
over your nipples.
Oh, okay.
My nips a little.
Did you massage them with the hot oil or anything?
And we're moving on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The wool gloves are chafing my very cold nipple.
All right.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So anyhow, just thought I'd mention that. The USDA.
I know.
That you, not the USDA.
Huh?
Was that who it was?
FDA.
FDA, I'm sorry.
FBI. So,
the DEA? Yeah.
USDA.
What's UPS up to on this day?
The DVDA.
All right, I have another thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Now from the CDC.
No, this is from the Just Saying Institute.
The Just Saying Institute.
JSI.
Yes, which is always beyond reproach because we're just saying.
It seems that Boston drivers have been unfairly labeled as the nation's worst.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I thought they were terrible when I was in Massachusetts last month.
You complained about it.
Kathy, they ran us off the road. This guy ran us off the road on purpose. And then when we got stuck at a light behind him, the light turned green and he just sat there. And I'm like, why is this guy
doing? Well, how did this start? How did you get into this road rage?
I have no idea.
He was just out of the blue earmarked you.
I was the passenger. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I had an Eagle sticker on the window of my car, but I wasn't driving. My cousin was driving my car at the time. But like, from what I was seeing and what I had witnessed, we didn't do anything wrong. We weren't on a highway. It was a really interesting turn of events. And we were all kind of looking at each other like, all right, what just happened here?
Yeah.
And then it progressed. And then we were at the light. And then he purposely sat after the light had turned green for a good, I don't even know, 10 seconds or more. And we're like, what's going on?
Oh, man. Might have been the Eagle sticker. You never know.
I have no idea.
By the way, you guys saw the story. In fact, you told me about it. Dunkin' Donuts.
Forgot to mention it.
Yeah, forgot to mention it when we had our executive from D&D here. They had accidentally shipped an entire shipping or I guess whatever you call it. a whole batch of cups from Dunkin' Donuts that had the Eagles logo on it, and they sent it somewhere in New England.
They distributed it.
Where? Where was that in New England?
Massachusetts, right?
In the Boston area.
Oh, my God.
That's so great, right?
That's awesome.
Then they had to issue an apology
they did.
To them.
And some kind of recall, I would imagine, or get them back and then bring them back off, down here to Philadelphia.
Yeah, we supported 100%, yes, but they weren't too thrilled.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But that was just one incident that I saw while I was in Massachusetts. I saw several others. There were also... motorcyclist on is this about motorcycles? Wait,
yeah, no, he's just before you continue, they're not the worst drivers in the nation. They're the second worst.
Okay.
So beat by Baltimore.
Oh, really?
So they're still way up there, but go ahead, Case.
Okay. Well, on that same trip, I saw these motorcyclists that were crazy, and it wasn't a whole pack of them. It was probably maybe six of them. Steve, none of them wearing helmets. Not
really.
One of them was wearing a helmet, but they were like,
are there helmet laws in
I don't know. I just think that's dangerous if you're going to be driving on a
I think so as
there's
well.
There's no helmet law here.
Yeah.
Either.
But they were doing like this one guy, he was riding. I mean, he was doing 70, 80 and he was riding on the motorcycle going like this like he was running. I was like,
"Oh, so his arms and legs weren't touching any part of the motorcycle and he was pretending like he was running. He was pantomiming that."
And what's then it based on?
That's
like,
reckless.
Is it like driving records?
So Baltimore comes in. Wait a minute. Yeah. So they're second. It says this is wrong.
Uh-oh.
It says they're only second worst according to a new survey by Allstate. Baltimore comes in dead last, number 200 on its list.
Wait.
Oh, that means worst. Okay. So its drivers on average submit an accident claim. So these are accidents.
All right. Accidents. Okay.
Every 3.8 years, Boston comes in at number 199 with an accident claim rate of only one every 3.9 years. Other worst cities include D.C., Worcester, Massachusetts, Glendale, California, Springfield, Massachusetts, and Los Angeles.
How long before we get to a PA?
I don't have a full listing. It's just a synopsis of some of the highlighted ones.
We're at 191.
Oh man, we're up there. I think a lot of drivers suck in our general region. It may be a Northeast thing.
It's quite possible
a Northeast thing because look at these several Massachusetts cities.
Yeah.
Are way up there. And look at this. So here's running down this list: Baltimore, Boston, Washington, Worcester, and then you get into California. Then Springfield, Massachusetts, then L.A., Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Alexandria, Virginia, Philadelphia, PA, of course. Then it goes to Portland. So it seems like the coasts here.
I wonder if, how the city is designed and how navigable it is has anything to
Boston?
Do with it. Yeah, because if you've been.
Oh, yeah.
Boston is no rhyme or reason to anything around
well,
there.
Well, it's an old city.
Right. Like Philadelphia.
Like Philadelphia, and once, you know, it's got its historic value, and so they don't want to change it too much.
Sure.
And they keep some of those streets narrow, and some of the turns and directions they go in don't make much sense as far as being able to efficiently get around, and they keep it that way, and it makes driving suck.
It does.
You know, Europe is that way.
I think the transit system there, I forget what they call it, the T-line, right? And I think that is actually really, really great, but driving-wise... The first time I went there, my friend was living there for a little while, and I just remember him driving. I'm like, what? There's no rhyme or reason. At least in Philadelphia, you have, like, the number of streets going one way. And
why don't you go back there?
Yeah, except for when you get into South Philly and the
right.
Italian.
Italian
it's a little bit more complex.
Well, they start... streets start going off on angles.
Well, you
pass Yunkin, whatever angle we decide to go. Yeah.
Subroads. Yeah. And you lose your just general sense of direction with those half streets and angled streets.
Yeah.
And John Streets.
So
Milton Streets.
Forgot about Milton Streets.
Milton Streets.
John Streets' brother.
Yeah, he is a champ.
They are the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
There you go.
It's a new sitcom.
Why didn't they use that Bruce Springsteen song in their campaigns? Oh, because it's really sad and depressing.
Oh, right.
Back to the streets of Philadelphia.
It's a sitcom.
Where my duck boat at?
All right. So anyhow, I just thought I'd bring that up. These are things from the junk drawer that needed to be cleaned out. Listen, we got business to take care of, folks. And by that, I mean... You need to tell us what the emoji code is now.
Somebody
get a winner.
You're doing it.
Yeah, wow. From Dunkin' Donuts, okay. We've got tickets to Thursday night's game, my friend. And your mission has been to decipher from the emojis what exactly phrase we have thrown out there to you. Casey came up with the emoji code.
I have not been able to decipher this.
One last shot at it to go take a look. So you go on to our Facebook or Instagram or Twitter page and take a look. Or accounts, I should say. Take a look. And I'm going to take caller number. I'm just giving throwing a random number out there. Caller 37.
Caller 37.
At 215-263-WMMR. If you correctly identify and decode the emoji code, you're going to go to the home opener on Thursday. So call right now. Call number 37, 215-263-WMMR. We're going to take a break. We're going to get our winner. We'll get to the B file when we return.
This fall's biggest arena rock concert. MMR rocks Metallica. October 25th at Wells Fargo Center. It's MMR's 50th finale, capping off the best year a radio station ever had, turning 50.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Celebrate early and join us this Saturday for a pair of ticket parties and get yourself into the show for free. We'll be at Infinity of Westchester from 10 a.m. to noon, then Exton Nissan from 1 to 3 p.m., giving away a pair of tickets every hour. The WMMR 50th finale with Metallica.
Presented by Busch Auto Group's Nissan 422 of Limerick. You'll do better at Busch.
Details at WMMR.com. Happy birthday to us.
Over the weekend, Casey sent us his emoji code. Did any of you guys figure it out?
No. I knew the ending, but that was it.
Oh, I got the beginning, and I couldn't get the ending.
Did you?
Save my life.
I forget what I suggested it was. I'm terrible at these things.
Yeah.
I am not.
The middle part was what threw me off, but Casey's really good at being creative with them. And my problem is, I think I'm just too literal when it comes to these.
Me too.
Things.
So right. Am I.
Yeah.
Are you looking
for yours, Steve?
Yeah, because it was. I think I was close, but I shouldn't betray it until we go to the winner.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. So yeah. we had you take a look at these. We posted them on our social media platforms, and then we had you see if you could decipher what the code was. So I was looking for caller number 37. We're going to go to caller 37. If that person doesn't get it right, we'll move on to another caller. But let's find out if we can give this away courtesy of our friends at Dunkin' Donuts. These are tickets to the game Thursday, home opener, Eagles and Falcons, raising the banner, the whole deal. It's a big, big deal. And I'm going to go to caller number 36, and it's John. Hey, John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. John, how confident do you feel that you have cracked the code?
Very confident.
Very confident.
I like that.
Casey is the keeper of the code. So, Casey, if he gets it right, you let me know. And we'll give him the tickets, okay?
Sounds good to me.
John, what is the emoji code?
Time to defend our Super Bowl crown.
Guys.
He's right! Oh!
Yes!
Yes!
Johnny Ball!
Hell!
You got it correct, sir. Congratulations. We are giving you tickets to go to the game on Thursday night, my man.
Aw, thank you, bro.
You bet, bud. Did you go to any games last season?
No.
No.
Oh,
what do you mean?
You're not allowed to go.
Oh, you're starting that already.
No.
Dear God.
No, I have been cured. I have been cured of all superstitions except that I did buy green underwear.
Okay.
But other than that,
John, listen.
Well, he dropped the S-bomb.
Yeah. So we're not going to get any response from John whatsoever. I'm going to have him hang on the line.
Heck yes, Steve Morrison.
And we are going to set him up with tickets to go to the game on Thursday. And don't forget that Thursday's home opener versus the Falcons is just the beginning of this. You can score a medium, hot, or iced Dunkin' Donuts coffee for $1 on every Eagles game day. Just use your Perks Enrolled.
It's awesome.
DD card. Excludes cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. So to describe the emoji code to you, it's a stopwatch followed by a peace sign followed by an arrow that points to the left and says end underneath it.
Now you forgot the monkey.
I'm sorry.
Which I don't get.
A monkey.
Hear no evil.
I need that part.
Well, monkey with hands over his ears. Then you have end pointed to the left. And then you have a timer followed by a bowl of soup. Then you have a hospital and then a bowl and then a crayon. And what he did was time to the monkey covering up his ears is deaf.
Yeah.
Deaf and hour, meaning a timer for an hour, soup, and then the hospital is ER, super bowl, and then a crayon. That's kind of a stretch.
Well,
crayon.
So, but the problem was there is an actual king's crown emoji. I didn't want to because I thought that was too
obvious.
Too easy.
But here's what I came up with those same graphics. To finger a monkey in the end.
Yes. Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred.
Huh. How'd you get that for the end?
I guessed.
Okay. Yes.
I got confused in the last ones.
I did the literal thing. Time to face, left end timer bowl, hospital bowl crayon.
You were close.
So close.
You were close.
You were really close, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did it, and John is our winner. Congratulations to him, and we are going to set him up with those tickets. And thank you to Dunkin' Donuts.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, listen, they are raising the Super Bowl banner for the first time in franchise history. That alone is worth the price of admission.
You know, I meant to bring this up last night and I forgot, so I'm going to bring it up now and I apologize for doing so. But there is an effort out there to make a Bo Allen themed mural.
I saw this. It's Chris Long himself is spearheading.
Well, Chris Long is, I don't even know if he's spearheading it, but he tweeted something about it. And but what I really enjoyed about Chris Long, one of his tweets last night was that he pointed out that Bo Allen, who favorites his own tweets, will donate to his own mural. And I love Bo Allen. He's a great guy.
Awesome,
obviously,
man.
He's not on the team anymore. But if there's anybody that can help make this happen, I think that we should get behind it. And there should be a Bo Allen memorial somewhere in Philadelphia.
Well, you need to explain the projected, or at least the mural they'd like to have, is a shirtless Bo Allen.
Shirtless Bo Allen with his beard. And it looks like he's riding.
He's riding an eagle.
On a flying eagle.
Yeah, that's right.
Carrying an Eagles banner. And there's a picture of the Lombardi Trophy and mountains and trees in the background.
With the words, never forget
never
Bo Allen.
Never forget Bo Allen.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
So they've raised a grand total of $315.
Oh,
well on their way.
They're looking to get 21 grand, but maybe we can help.
Okay. Good luck to Bo Allen fans everywhere. And we love that guy. All right. Bizarre file time. Here we go.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, Peeling Lucky. Grab a large or extra large Dunkin' coffee for a chance to win great prizes. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends October 15th. Or while supplies last for game piece and official rules. Visit sippeelwin.com. State Senator John Moorlach of Costa Mesa promises that he will stop giving noogies to members of the public.
He's been giving noogies to public?
The vow comes in response to a formal complaint that he delivered an unwelcome noogie while posing for a photo.
Well, we were talking about inappropriate touching.
An investigation into the matter confirmed the woman's allegation that he put her in a headlock and gave her a noogie on one occasion, which she said made her feel a little uncomfortable. In a letter sent to Moorlach earlier this week and released publicly on Friday, the Senate Rules Committee urged him to discontinue the practice of giving people noogies.
I think noogies are fine, aren't they?
Yeah, but if you don't want one.
Yeah.
The behavior, while not sexual in nature, was clearly unwelcome, the Senate Rules Committee concluded. Moorlach told investigators he frequently engages in noogies. Pictures of him engaging in the practice have appeared on social media, and he said that it's done in fun and usually goes viral. He's just joking around, but if somebody does grab your head and give you a little noogie, you're like, dude, don't touch me.
Do you know who it's all about, the noogies?
No.
Joseph Stalin.
Oh, man.
He was a noogie monster.
The committee urged him to take the matter more seriously, and he responded by confirming that he will put an end to the practice. He said he's a fun-loving individual who is guilty of occasional playfulness, and he said he won't do it anymore, though. A semi fires in a semi truck shut down a Texas interstate Friday morning. Officials in Belton, Texas say the truck carrying Axe body spray caught fire at about 4 a.m. and it started exploding.
You knew that stuff was flammable.
Yeah, the fire quickly spread, ignited the body spray. Cans of the spray exploded and launched from the truck, scattering debris across the interstate.
You knew that pungent smell had to be explosive.
No one was injured in the fire, but the interstate was shut down for more than 8 hours after cleanup. And they said, this is how bad it was, 3 lanes and both shoulders of the intersection of the section of I-35 will need to be removed and replaced.
What?
Holy hell. Because of the intensity of the fire and explosions.
Axe body spray caused that heat.
Yep.
Well, maybe it does make you hotter.
The mom of a 14-year-old boy who has revealed that her son has become so addicted to Fortnite, he headbutted her when she tried to stop him playing.
Wow.
Britta Hodge from Sydney, Australia, said her son Logan was once an adventurous and outgoing young boy, but his addiction to gaming has left him unable to go to school for 2 years, and he only leaves his room when he has to go to the bathroom.
Sounds good.
That's him running at his mom. And then headbutting her. She's revealed that Logan turned violent when she tried to confiscate his PS4. She said his addiction has spiraled out of control, and now he only leaves his house once a week. She said, he says to me, it's the only thing that gives me happiness. He's engaged in a fake world.
Wow.
It's not as simple as taking the cord away and saying, bad luck, you haven't got the internet. Because the repercussions from that, angry, aggressive, we've had to call the police, and I've been headbutted. I've had concussions from this.
I envy this kid.
We've been to doctors who have said, I don't think that we've seen such a chronic case.
Well, it is an addiction.
It can be, yeah.
Absolutely.
The mother of six says she has tried everything to get her son back to school, even seeking help from doctors, but nothing has worked. Britta wants to raise awareness about gaming addiction so those in her son's situation can get the help they need. One more. Do I have to wrap it up?
Quick one.
Here's a quick one. And I love this.
All right.
A store in Kuwait has reportedly been shut down after it was discovered that its owners were sticking googly eyes on fish in attempt to make them appear fresher.
So its owners were putting googly eyes on fish to sell them?
It's a seafood shop.
Oh, my God.
And so a way you can tell the fish are fresh is that their eyes are clear.
And not fogged over.
Like the doll's eyes, those little eyes that shake around like a Cookie Monster. And they put them on the fish. Images of one of the fish, which were uploaded to Twitter, left users in hilarious disbelief at the creativeness of the store's owners. That's a scream. And that is what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning.
It's insane.
Let's take a break. Should I give away another one of these $50 yes, gift card from our friends at Dunkin' Donuts? Caller number 18 at 215-263-WMMR, and we will set you up with that, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
What are you doing here?
The one thing we know how to do, MMR rocks.
And as I said many times, when you listen to the A to Z, be prepared to start buying music, because you will.
I was on my way to meet up with some friends to go play golf. This was on Friday morning. And Sarah Parker was on the air.
Yes.
And so she's doing the A to Z, and I'm listening. And she played Because I Got High from Afro Man.
Oh, yeah.
Afro Man.
So when you go out on a golf course, you've got a good 4.5-5 hours of fairly quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
was it an earworm?
On a loop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In my head. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I really did enjoy hearing it. I forgot how fun the song actually is.
In your mind, were you running the video of him punching that woman in the face?
Absolutely thought about that. There's a video where Afro Man's on stage. A girl gets up on stage. He turns around and full-on punches her in the face.
One of his fans.
But I texted Sarah and thanked her for playing it because it was kind of fun.
I was listening all weekend as well, and I believe I heard Dokken, and I don't remember the name of the song, but then into Beatles In My Life. So it goes
into the Beatles.
That would have been In My Dreams.
In My Dreams.
Into In My Life.
In My Life, yeah. And so I'm not that familiar with Dokken. I didn't know that song, and then into one of my favorite songs of all time.
I heard Helter Skelter by the Beatles, and then I heard Helter Skelter by U2.
There you go, yeah.
Back to back yesterday, or on Sunday, I think it was.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what song has the most as far as like our original
covers
and all that.
I think Watchtower. I think there's the Dylan version, the Hendrix version, the U2 version, and maybe Dave Matthews as well.
Maybe
Dave Matthews is not in it.
What? Is not?
No.
Well, that's a mistake.
Just Hendrix, U2, and Bob Dylan.
No, that is a mistake. That's a mainstay in his shows.
Yeah.
They've played the Dave Matthews version in years past.
Yeah, yeah. They should this year.
Interesting.
Should have.
All right. The A to Z continues. Thanks to Fred Beans, our sponsor of that. We need to do a lesson question right now. We're going to give away a pair of sweet tickets and parking passes to join Jackie Bam Bam and Nick McElwain in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Dover International Speedway on October 7th. The question I have for you this morning is, what is the name of Leonard Nimoy's book dedicated to William Shatner? 215-263-WMMR. What was the name of Leonard Nimoy's book dedicated to William Shatner? It's not a real book that he wrote. Don't go looking it up. You will not get the correct answer. It's something that Steve made up. Let's see if you know it. 215-263-WMMR. We're going to do the trash while you are calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Steve, stories. What you got for us?
Well, Michael Channels, who was Charles Manson's pen pal for decades, says a handwriting expert is ready to prove that the notorious murderer left everything to him in a will. According to the handwriting expert, there are exact matches in the will, including Manson's fondness for dotting all of his I's with little hearts.
Oh, my God.
Rapper G-Eazy dropping $30,000 on a grill for his teeth that is adorned with 500 diamonds. G-Eazy says the only downside to the piece is that he now has to floss with firecrackers.
Oh, oh my God.
And finally, fallout from the Aretha Franklin funeral with Bishop Charles H. Ellis III apologizing for putting his arm too high around Ariana Grande and touching her breast. Reverend Al Sharpton, who was also at the service, said the move was totally lacking in R-I-Z-P, silent F-L, the symbol for Bluetooth T. And that's your Hollywood track.
All right, T. Thank you, Steve. We'll see if somebody knows the answer to this question. What was the name of Leonard Nimoy's book dedicated to William Shatner? And I will go to John and see if he knows the answer. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on. Great show.
You bet, buddy. I appreciate it. So what is the name of the book, please?
Live Long and Suck It.
Yes. Yeah. Live Long and Suck It. Hang on just a second. John, we're going to get your information, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets and parking passes to see and join Jackie Bam Bam, Nick McWayne at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Dover International Speedway. That's October 7th. The NASCAR returns to Dover October 5th through the 7th. Tickets start at $50. Kids tickets are just $10. You can get yours at DoverSpeedway.com. Let us do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! All right. Couple of stories for you. When Chris Novoselic's band, Giants in the Trees, opened for Foo Fighters at Seattle's Safeco Field on Saturday night, no one expected to see a mini Nirvana reunion. Dave Grohl invited Novoselic on stage during the Foo Fighters set, and the duo performed Nirvana's cover of the Vaseline's Molly Lips.
Wow.
Grohl told the crowd, "This is an old song. We haven't done this song together in a long time. It's only the second time that Novoselic has joined Foo Fighters to perform the song. They previously hooked up for a one-off performance in Scotland in September 2015. And fans may get treated to another reunion at Cal Jam 2018 on October 16th in San Bernardino, California. I'm hearing more and more about this festival.
And they're saying that Kurt Cobain might join them on stage.
Holy.
Head spinning.
Giants in the Trees and Foo Fighters are both on the festival bill. Nirvana's Molly Lips cover was included on their 1992 album, Insecticide. On Sunday night, Pearl Jam kicked off two sold-out shows at Boston's Fenway Park. The group paid homage to late Senator John McCain and Tom Petty during the show. The group dedicated Army Reserve to McCain and other veterans. The song, which is from the perspective of a woman with a husband who is serving the armed forces, includes a line, "She tells herself and everyone else, Father is risking his life for our freedoms." And Eddie shared a story about giving Tom Petty a guitar that he was looking for. And within 2 weeks, Petty paid back the favor by sending Vedder a red Fender Telecaster.
Wow.
And he played the guitar during a solo rendition of "I Won't Back Down." So it was a nice little tribute to Tom Petty. Papa Roach's almost done with the follow-up to last year's Crooked Teeth, with plans to release the new project earlier at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. The group's guitarist, Jerry Horton, said during an interview that the band was about 85% done with the new album. He said, "We're really trying to explore more dynamics now and not just be a wall of guitars all the time. So you can do that, but if it's loud all the time, then you don't know when it's supposed to be loud and when it's supposed to not be loud."
That's very, very true, whatever that means.
He said, "So we're trying to balance and trying to get some more impact. And I think that we started that off really well with the Crooked Teeth song Help. And Born for Greatness was another one." So they're working.
There's a lot of slide whistle on this album, Preston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
New music. U2 was forced to cancel a performance mid-set when Bono lost his voice on Saturday night.
I'm sorry, everyone. I've lost my voice. I can't talk at all, and there's no way you can possibly hear me. So I just want to let everyone know I haven't been able to sing because I've completely lost my voice. I've complete laryngitis. So thank you all for coming.
So this was Saturday in Berlin. On Sunday, Bono...
Wait a second. I'm talking. It's back!
Bono told his fans, I've seen a great doctor, and with his care, I'll be back to full voice for the rest of the tour. So happy and relieved that anything serious has been ruled out.
He just doesn't impress me as the kind of guy who would lose his voice the way he belts it out, you know?
Well, apparently, most of the show, he sounded fine.
Did he? Really? Yeah, it just like came crashing down?
Yeah, and then he had to stop.
Sorry, that was terrible.
He added, my relief is tempered by the knowledge that the Berlin audience were so inconvenienced. There was an amazing atmosphere in the house. It was going to be one of those unforgettable nights, but not for this reason. We can't wait to get back there on November 13th, he said.
Ich benign laryngitis.
And did you see this news about Foo Fighters, Preston? This just came in this morning.
No.
They have postponed a few dates as well, and this is a quote from Dave Grohl.
Oh, so they postponed dates. Dave Grohl, it says, recovers from vocal illness, and his quote is, that's the last time I ever make out with Bono.
Wow.
That's great.
It's going around.
Yeah, so they had two more shows in Canada, and they postponed both of them, one in Edmonton and one in Calgary.
Okay.
And they're going to put those back later in the tour.
Do you ever have full laryngitis?
No. Well,
I did once. Remember years and years ago? I was almost, my voice was almost completely gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange. I have lost my voice from... just yelling too much.
Screaming at a bar in college.
Yeah, but stuff also, like that.
I think
you said a lot of the times, Preston, you'll yell at fans who approach you at escape rooms.
Leave me alone!
The Camp Out for Hunger has...
all of us.
Yes, true. However, in the past couple of years, thanks to the NeoMed that Dr. Mike turned me on to, which is the nose irrigation thing, that's been a godsend.
Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney spoke candidly about his 1960s drug use, his belief in a higher power, and his late wife, Linda, who died 20 years ago.
I really love heroin.
During a chat with Britain's Sunday Times Magazine, McCartney recalled his initial trip after taking the incredibly potent hallucinogen DMT with his good friend, the late art dealer Robert Fraser. Paul said, we were immediately nailed to the sofa, and I saw God. This amazing, towering thing. And I was humbled. He said it was huge.
Hey!
He said a massive wall that I couldn't see the top of, and I was at the bottom.
So they were doing a fair amount of LSD around the Magical Mystery Tour album and stuff like that, right? I mean, they were that was the big thing to tune in, turn on, and
drop out. He said, and anybody else would say it's just the drug, the hallucination. But both Robert and I were like, did you see that? We felt we had seen a higher thing. I can just see the bloody headlines now. I saw God. And what I'm saying is, that moment didn't turn my life around, but it was a clue, he said. He went on to explain that that moment fed into a type of spirituality that he's carried with him throughout his life. He said, having lost both my parents and Linda, and having experienced people close to me dying, you often hear this from others when you say you're missing a person so much. And they say, don't worry, they're here looking down on you. He said, and there's part of you that thinks that there's no proof of that, but there's part of you that wants to believe it. I like to allow myself to think that happens rather than stopping myself thinking of the possibility. Paul spoke about an instance where he felt as though he received a sign from above. He said, I was in the country once and I saw a white squirrel.
A white squirrel.
He said, so this was Linda. Come back to give me a sign. He said, it was a great moment. I'm thrilled.
Go forth and marry again.
He said, it thrilled me.
Thank you, White Squirrel.
You are welcome, Paul McCartney. Go find another woman.
I will, White Squirrel.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you very much.
He said, goosebumps, obviously.
Never trust the black squirrels.
Scary story.
They're Yoko Ono.
Obviously, he said, I have no proof that it was her at all. But it was good for me to think that.
Where the hell am I? This was in Manchester 2 minutes ago.
Now you're in the jungle. All right.
This looks like where the wild things are.
And that's all I have for you in music.
He doesn't smoke pot anymore either, does he?
I
think he said he's giving it up.
Yeah, he said he bailed on it.
Bailed on it.
He said he doesn't need to do it anymore. All right, it's Tuesday, so why don't we do this?
Tattoo Tuesday!
Listener Chris is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So you've been hanging out for a little while, getting a tattoo in the other room.
Yep.
What did you... I've not seen said tattoo. What is your design all about, my man?
I lost a bet with a friend. So that's right there. Got a tattoo of Carson Wentz in a crop top and a jock strap.
Carson Wentz in a crop top.
Oh my god!
And he's wearing a jock strap, so he's turned a little bit to the side, and you can see his ass cheeks.
And he's throwing a pass.
And yeah,
what was the bet?
Yeah, what was the bet?
In April, I made a bet that the Eagles wouldn't make it to the Super Bowl, and well,
they had already won the Super Bowl in April.
The previous year. Gotcha. Okay, and. And so, why this? I mean, did he pick it or
no,
what?
No, I found it. Somebody actually has a similar Aaron Rodgers tattoo, and I found it, and that's how we got on that.
So this was on the table as the bet, and you had to follow through and get it.
Yep.
What would he have had to have gotten?
I didn't make a counter bet. So.
Oh, you didn't make a counter bet?
Right?
You're not good at betting.
I'm not very good at that. No, not a strong suit.
You bet that they wouldn't after they won, which is a bad bet.
Yeah, right.
Okay, then.
This is something to talk about.
This was done by Quay Willoughby, who had to take off, by the way. Does he work at Eddie's?
He's actually at Hunter-Gatherer.
Hunter-Gatherer. Okay, so we have a few different studios that come in and help us out. And sure enough, he's done this. That could be the most unique tattoo I think we've ever had here. We've had a lot of unique tattoos, but that ranks up there.
I like his socks.
It's up there.
I like this. I kind of like the socks, too.
Yeah, he's wearing socks, but no pants.
Yeah.
And a crop top. Jersey.
Hairy
and
legs.
Really hairy legs. Where on your body is this?
Thigh.
Okay. That's your thigh. Yeah.
On the back of your thigh?
On the side.
Oh on the God. Side.
Oh, my Jesus. That's pretty Christ. Tender area. Hey, can you guys pull up the picture of the Aaron Rodgers tattoo? Because I've seen that Aaron Rodgers tattoo, and I love it. And I love that you've made it Carson Wentz's now.
Anybody know the origin of that Aaron Rodgers tattoo?
No.
I don't know.
Do we think it was predicated on another bet situation?
I wonder.
I think sports bets have resulted in some very interesting tattoos.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where are you from, by the way, Chris?
Westchester.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm a server at Split Rail Tavern in town.
You work where?
Split Rail.
Sport Grill?
Split Rail.
Oh, Split Rail. I'm sorry. You said it so fast, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Sport Rail, Split
Rail. So we're looking at the Aaron Rodgers tattoo. Okay. His is a little more sexy.
Yeah.
And he clearly...
The glutes are a little bit more defined.
And he shaved as well for this
And oiled.
Yeah, and oiled as well. But
however, his back arm, Preston, is very tiny. Look at that.
You're right.
It almost looks like an ET hand.
Yours is very nice. Anybody you want to say hello to while you're here on the air?
Just hi to my family and friends at home.
Okay, nice. What do they think about this?
My mom's not very happy about it. Everybody else is really excited.
All right, good
Listen,
for you.
Yeah. At least it's Wentz.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right, well, thank you for being here. We hope you enjoy that tattoo, and sorry you lost your bet, right? But it gives us something to talk about. Interesting tattoos. Let's hear it for Chris, everybody. Listener Chris from Westchester. And his new tattoo.
I mean, that could go with, like, the monkey and the penis on the thigh, right?
I think it would definitely rank up as one of those more interesting ones. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. And our Word of the Week prize involves front row tickets. We will tell you what that is when we return.
Peek behind the radio curtain with the MMR studio webcam. Available at PresidentSteve.com or via the MMR mobile app. See occasional hotties, famous faces, and if you're lucky, monkeys riding border collies.
MMR rocks, clearly playing yes. Long distance run around in the back to school A to Z. I just love. Progressive, conceptual, awesome pieces of music like that.
I spent many, many hours listening to Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you listen from the beginning of the album all the way to the end.
Yep. Agreed. And you know what? They have a longer history in Philadelphia than some might realize. It was, how many years ago? It was maybe 6-7 years ago. They proclaimed it officially Yes Day in Philadelphia.
Yes to Yes Day.
Because of the long-term fan base and clearly as support from MMR as well, because MMR was the radio station that introduced Philadelphia to that band. And they're just fantastic. I'll never get tired of listening to Yes. 10:40 on this Tuesday morning, the Preston and Steve Show, stiflingly hot today. Nothing but sunshine, and that's always nice. But when when the dew point is over 75% and you have temperatures up around 94, 95 degrees, that's going to equal blazing hot conditions, and it's going to feel like it's 105.
You need to be aware, like with pets and everything. You got to be, you can't be taking them out and doing all that stuff. And if you exercise, wait till the evening. You know, you can't go running out. You think you're, you can handle it. A lot of times you can't.
Yeah.
Don't push it.
Here, by the way, this brought up by our interns. It was August 8th, 2002. The city of Philadelphia proclaimed it Yes Day, which is pretty cool. And they did it in the mayor's office.
Everyone showed up for the wrong day, though, because they thought it was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, and no one knew. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I love it. So the A to Z continues, and Pierre Robert is indeed in our studio. How you doing, my man?
Good day.
Welcome back from the weekend.
Did you see my Twittering last night?
These guys made me aware of it, and right. That's awesome. So Livia Strangiato was played, and that's, of course, one of the awesome moments from A to Z that happens when you get these bigger, especially instrumental pieces that you normally don't hear, except on the rarest of occasions. But that's awesome. Thank you for pointing that out to me, Peter.
I pulled over and took a picture of the screen in my automobile, Thomas Tesla, and immediately Twittered it out. What time was it? It was about 9:45. So are you asleep at 9:45? Are you in bed?
Yeah, I'm out by then,
I think my message said something to the effect of... well, he's probably asleep right now, but yo, Presbo, wake up in capital letters because they're playing one of your songs.
You can always send me a message because around 9 o'clock, that's when I do my scrimshaw. I do my whale tooth etching.
Oh, nice.
That's my deal.
That is important.
Yeah. But no, it's so cool. I know you live for this stuff and you have to be enjoying it.
I am having so much fun with it. I was listening a lot on my phone in various locations over the weekend. So if a great song came on, I took a picture of the of the MMR app and the title of the song. And I combined a whole bunch of them and sent them out from, I don't even know what letters we covered, but it was just this amazing assortment of stuff from, you know, from whatever letters we were on, including, you know, Johnny Cash, I think we're in the F's, and Folsom Prison Blues, and stuff like
great
that.
Song.
And Sarah yesterday texted, because one of them was late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, and I was just going to sleep at 4:30, and another great one came on. I go, oh, my God, I got to put that one. And then Sarah yesterday texted 4:30 a.m., and I said, of course.
That's you, man. That's unbelievable.
You. There you go.
That's awesome, man.
And yet you still managed to get to everything on time.
That's the way I rock it. That's the way I rock it, man. It's important.
He's rocking it.
Yeah. He's rocking it.
All right, we got to rock. You rock, Pierre.
Man, we're rocking tonight.
And whatever else that
Woo!
Guy says. Woo.
Yeah. Rocking.
Pierre, you rock. MMR rocks. Man, we're rocking.
Love that.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Hey, let's do the letter today. Ready? All right.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the daily letter.
F.
What?
It's just words placed together.
Sounds, actually, sometimes.
Japanese.
All right, and the Preston and Steve
show entree.
Brought to you today by the letter...
Rina.
What?
You said it just sounds.
Yeah, I know.
Rina.
Rina.
No, the letter today is A as in always.
Always. And we have a pair of front row tickets, food vouchers, and free parking as MMR rocks Ozzy Osbourne with Stone Sour Wednesday, September 12th, the BB&T Pavilion.
Wow.
Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster.com. So we give that away. It's only four letters this week as we have a short work week, which should be pretty cool. What do you have in store for today's audience, ma'am?
Well, I will have a pair of Phil Lesh tickets coming to the Fillmore, which will be fun to give away over the course of the program. And we will also, you covered a lot of cool L's from Lola to Lola Montez to London Calling, all the way through that last one, long distance run around into the fish, which brings us into an area which confuses some people. If there's a two-song combination.
Okay.
Like, you know, they're technically two different songs. For example, Long Distance Runaround, and The Fish.
Yep.
However, everyone knows them as one song. It's like Heartbreaker, Livin' Lovin' Made.
Yes.
That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it'll come up as Heartbreaker, but everybody knows it goes right into Livin' Lovin' Made.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't put Livin' Lovin' Made or Brain Stewed, Jaded, that kind of thing.
It'd sound weird.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because we, you know, that's how we grew up listening to them. So with that in mind, an incident did happen yesterday. Blake Dannon was filling in for me, and we were in the I category, and he went into Bruce Springsteen incident on 57th Street.
What the f*** is this?
And it, you know, it's such a magnificent song. It's just a majestic piece of music. And, of course, there's that slight pause at the very end, and then it jumps right into Rosalita.
Yeah.
And it jumped right into Seether. And there was a computer... in the computer, the two songs weren't linked together.
Okay.
And Blake was overwhelmed. And so I texted him and said, don't worry, I'll fix that today.
Okay.
So we're going to go back, make a left turn, and we're going to make that right.
You're going to do some almost like some audio whiteout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to reverse synchronicities and then go back in time, fix that, and then come back to time.
Okay.
What is that?
I like it.
Yeah.
All can be made good.
Anything can be made good. And remember, when some people get, you know, really passionate. We are all passionate about it, obviously.
Yes.
But some things, what happened to that? Oh, like people were calling about, did I talk about Friday? The big money. People were saying, where's big money under the B? And it's under the big
under
money.
The big money.
So
right.
Sometimes things come up differently, and sometimes we miss things. Yeah. We're not the Library of Congress.
No.
We're just human beings trying to put together these things, and it's different every year, and we expand and do the different things, and there's mm-hmm. new songs every year. So have patience, and we'll make a lot of mistakes, which is part of the fun.
Cut mm-hmm. us, do we not bleed?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Get off our backs.
Get off.
Et tu, Brute.
I so.
Et tu, Brute. All right. That's all good. So more of A to Z fun.
More today. To A to Z. We're going to start somewhere and go somewhere.
All right. I am going to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts. Feeling lucky? You can grab an extra large Dunkin' coffee for a chance to win great prizes. Don't forget the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. You know what? I'll give away my last $50 gift card right now for Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice.
Very rarely we do. We do a call during a winner during the sponsors. We'll take call number 10 and set you up with a $50 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Also brought to you by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show, and L.L. Bean. Save 25% on your purchase at L.L. Bean, August 30th through September 4th. Tomorrow on the program, we are going to spend time on TV, Fox Good Day. We will do that. We'll have more good stuff to give away, and we'll have a good time after everybody gets over this sweat box that we're going to go through today. So
yes.
Hang in there. Listen to Pierre. Have some fun with the A to Z. Stay cool. Hydrate and all that stuff, and we'll check in tomorrow. That's it. We're done. Ray John, have a great day, and we'll see you, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Was it really that important to have the kids go back to school early? Next year, don't make them start till after Labor Day. Have some common sense.
Next message.
Sitting here in the parking lot of Cardinal O'Hara waiting for a open house to start. Not for O'Hara, but for the students of Our Lady of Angels whose school burned down over the summer. So this is a big shout out to everyone at O'Hara, the students, the faculty, the alumni, everyone who have given their hearts and souls to making this a better situation. Thanks so much. Delco.
Next message.
There are bike lanes for a reason. Use that.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.